Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's game two of a six-game set between the Palm Beach Cardinals and Jupiter Hammerheads. Good evening, everyone. Brian Loftus with you, joined alongside the Queen of Diamonds, Lisa Pride. How we doing tonight, partner?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Trying to get the internet to work here tonight, but yeah, everything's going great. Can't wait for first pitch tonight.
Good old Wi-Fi problems there. Just minor problems here going on here at Dean as we get set for the Fins and Feathers, another installment of this hometown rivalry as the Palm Beach Cardinals come into this evening's ballgame 6 games over .500 for first place in the Florida State Big East Division. Second best record, in fact, in the entire FSL. Winners of four straight, 8-2 over their last 10. 8-5 road record, but we can throw that out the window tonight as these two teams share a stadium. Meanwhile, the home team in tonight's ballgame, the Jupiter Hammerheads, come into tonight's ballgame 4 games over .500, posting a 16-12 record. Second place in the Florida State League East, 1 game back of their hometown counterparts, the Palm Beach Cardinals. Hammerheads have lost 2 straight, 6-4, however, over their last 10. A game over 500 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, 7-6 so far here at the Dean. Well, the Hammerheads fell in the series opener last night by a score of 7-2. After trading a pair of runs in the first inning, the Redbirds put two more across in the second against starting pitcher Cole Kirschner, who settled down and lasted 6 innings, surrendering just the 3 runs he gave up in the first 2 frames. However, Palm Beach was able to put the game away in the 7th, adding 4 more to their total en route to their 7-2 victory. Hot-hitting Michael Curiale had another big night at the dish, going 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs, as did R.J. Yeager, who extended his hitting streak to 4 games. R.J. was kind enough to join our Lisa Pride for some time earlier this afternoon for an interview. We're going to send you down to that right now.
Lisa Pride here for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network pregame show alongside infielder for the Cardinals, R.J. Yeager. Thank you so much for joining me, R.J.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. This week we have the duel at the Dean, the Cardinals against the Hammerheads. What's the chatter in the clubhouse? I know this is, you know, early in the season, but still having both teams match up and, you know, kind of like roommates sharing the complex here in Jupiter. And also, you know, there's a little battle at first place going on right now.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's a, you know, you always like to play. Every game's meaningful, but, you know, just a game that means a little bit more. So, yeah, our goal is to win every game, so we're just going to go out there and compete and see what happens.
Yeah, you know, coming off as far as, you know, 4 games in a row here, taking over first place, it definitely must feel good, you know, when you guys get to the ballpark. As far as, you know, building any friendships, seeing these guys, you know, during spring training, during the season, also during college or travel ball, sometimes there's, you know, some friendships that become divided in this series. Is there anybody, any players that you know of, or any friendships that you have with any of the Hammerheads players?
I know a couple of them, but, you know, not too well, I would say. You know, playing first base, you kind of, you know, just small talk here and there. So, yeah, I mean, they have some good guys on the team and some really good players. So it's always a fun series for sure.
Yeah, so no real friendship that you have to worry about then. And as far as your success at the plate, the fans, you know, I'm sure your family too and yourself just had a really good April, batting .316, and your average just keeps going up here in the month of May. You have a 12-game on-base, you know, streak going on. What's it like for you at the plate?
Oh, it's great. You know, I feel like I'm seeing it well, and, you know, it just comes with your daily routine, and we have a great group of coaches and you know, developers that just get us in the right spot, and, you know, great scouting reports. So, yeah, I contributed to my team and, you know, getting us ready, and it's just everything's going good right now, but, you know, it's baseball and anything can happen, so you just got to keep coming in every day and stick with your routine.
Yeah, it's just really about consistency. Like you said, it is baseball, but it's great to see the success that you're having at the plate right now and, you know, really helping the team, leading in home runs. And,
you know, when you put up a year like you think you should be, but for whatever reason, you know, God's plan was I'm a sign a free agent deal with the Cardinals, and, you know, I'm actually at the end of it when it's all, you know, when all the dust is settled. I'm really happy here, and you know, it ended up working out, but at the time, yeah, I was crushed. Yeah, it sucked, but I know now that I'm exactly where I need to be, and everything happens for a reason, so yeah, I'm just gonna use it as motivation and just keep going.
Well, I know the fans are happy, and so are the Palm Beach Cardinals, to have your bat and your glove on this team this season, and you probably won't be here for very long if you keep it up. So what, being a Florida native, what's it like playing in the Florida State League, having, you know, your family, friends, fans, being able to kind of travel and see you as you're, you know, here in the Florida State League?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. I love Florida. I love the weather. I know it's we're approaching summertime, right, and it's going to get a little warmer, but I love it. You know, Mike, have some family members that live down here. Most of my family is in Florida, so can't complain with it. It's been a blessing for sure.
Yeah, you're used to the heat, where not everybody always is. It'll get worse too, right? It'll just keep going.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
The humidity. Yes, and we have Mondays as our off days. Just had a Monday, you know, off just a couple days ago. What are your off days like? What are you doing, you know, with your one day off a week?
Oh man, so I just actually bought this cool umbrella. It's kind of got like the little legs, like where you put sand in, so it stays out, and it's awesome. So I actually spend some of my time at the pool here at our apartments, and I actually just got that umbrella, so I've been going to the beach. But you know, I try to not do anything crazy, because after, you know, six games in a row, your body can feel not normal. So I don't do nothing crazy. Just lay around, really.
That sounds like a perfect off day. And I always say going to the beach really just reinvigorates you and, you know, keeps you healthy. But thank you so much for joining me here on the pregame show, Arch.
Of course, of course. Thank you for having me.
Phenomenal interview right there with Lisa Pride and RJ Yeager, and talk about a guy that has a chip on his shoulder. It amazes me that he went undrafted, but so far so good, as we're going to see him in the lineup tonight. We're also going to see Michael Cariali, and enjoy it while you can, folks, because we might not be seeing them for too much longer as we get you set for tonight's starting lineups here in game two of the six-game set. For the away team, so to speak, the Palm Beach Cardinals, and this one, leading things off will be Chris Rotondo. He's a designated hitter in tonight's ballgame. Alex Iadesurnia will be out in left field. He's hitting second. Michael Cariali, the aforementioned third baseman, is batting third. Leonardo Bernal, the switch-hitting catcher, is in the cleanup spot. RJ Yeager is at the other hot corner. He's over at first base and batting fifth. Darlin Moquette is over at second and batting sixth. Batting seventh will be Juan Bincho. He is out in right field. Batting eighth over at shortstop is Brody Moore, and rounding out the lineup for Gary Kendall's Palm Beach Cardinals will be Adonsen Cruz manning center field. Cruz center field batting ninth, with the right-handed pitcher Hunter Hayes out of the mound. Once again, Rotondo, Iadesurnia, Cariali, Bernal, Yeager, Moquette, Cho, Moore, and Cruz for the Palm Beach Cardinals. For the home team in tonight's ballgame, the Jupiter Hammerheads, leading things off will be Jordan McCants. He's over at third base. Ian Lewis is playing second. He's also batting second. Javier Sanoa will be ranging around center field. Sanoa batting third. Hot-hitting Jorge Caballero is the designated hitter in tonight's ballgame. Caballero in the cleanup spot and batting fourth. Brett Roberts is out in right field batting fifth. Batting sixth will be Christian Rodriguez. He's over at first base. Harrison Spahn has the shortstop duties tonight. Spahn batting seventh. Sam Prater will be catching tonight. Prater batting eighth, and rounding out the lineup for the Jupiter Hammerheads will be the new addition, Renny Hidalgo. Hidalgo out in left field and batting ninth, with the southpaw Emmanuel DeJesus out on the mound for Jupiter. Once again, McCants, Lewis, Sanoa, Caballero, Roberts, Rodriguez, Spahn, Prater, and Hidalgo for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Going to send you to a quick commercial break while we get set here for game two of the six-game set here at the Dean.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at the Dean getting ready for National Anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Beautiful job by Alan Weber. Pumping out our national anthem here at the Dean. Brian Loftus alongside Lisa Pride. How we doing tonight, Lisa?
That's the most proper national anthem.
It was sophisticated.
It was very. I'm wondering where Alan Weber is from. It sounded like he might have just came from the coronation. But it was a great job. Great job. Great, you know, good job, Alan Weber there. I am excited tonight for our game two of this six-game set.
Yeah, it should be a good one here with the fins and the feathers. As Hunter Hayes beginning his warm-up tosses right now. A good one last night. Tough pill to swallow for the Hammerheads.
All right, making some adjustments there audio-wise. Whenever we split it here, I can never hear very well through my headset. But we are getting ready for game two here. And I'm not moving my computer because got the internet going right now. So we're good, right? We're good so far. On the hill, though, for the Jupiter Hammerheads, as they are considered the home team, even though both teams play here. And then you heard from RJ's interview that not really any bad blood going on between the two teams this season. Sometimes, you know, there's a couple of guys that have known each other, played with each other at college ball or the travel circuit, so they have a little fun. But so far, he knows a few, but no bad blood, nobody that they're going after. And it's early in the season, so this, to us and to fans, is an exciting series because there is that first place, you know, in the East Division that is up for grabs with the Palm Beach Cardinals just one game ahead of the Jupiter Hammerheads, but still early. So, you know, they're playing like every game's an important game for them here at the Dean.
It's kind of disgusting weather today, if you ask me. I know there's no rain, but it's hot and it's sticky, it's muggy.
Luckily, we have a cool 74 up here in the booth,
don't
right?
Jinx it. Don't jinx it.
What, is that going to go next?
We,
the internet, then the AC, right? But we do have a minor league rehab assignment with us today on the Hill. It's the lefty, Emmanuel De Jesus. He will be pitching and starting for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Last year in 2022, he was in AAA with the Sacramento River Cats. That's part of the San Francisco organization, 4-5, 4.51 ERA. Here's the first pitch, though, here at the Dean, inside and missing. It is an ABS night, automated balls and strikes. So the umpire behind the plate, Kenny Garcia, is helping, but in his earpiece, he is getting the strike and ball call. Second pitch popped up, stays in the infield, calling everyone off his spawn. It's short. He'll come on the grass behind the mound and make the easy catch. So Rotunda, it's Chris Rotunda that led things off here for the Palm Beach Cardinals, will be retired as he pops up to the shortstop for the Hammerheads.
Yeah, tough at bat for Rotunda right there. We have a lot of guys with some streaks going on, whether it's hit streaks or on base streaks, and Rotunda's on base streak is at 22 right now.
So stepping up to the plate is the Cardinals left fielder, Alex Iadesurnia. Desurnia lefty, so it's a lefty-on-lefty matchup. First pitch lines it right into the glove of Ian Lewis at second, so there's two down.
Yeah, easy play for Lewis there, just ranging up the middle of that ball. A little humpback liner, fielded it right at his hip, taking it out of the air. Watch out for this guy.
Coming up to the plate, Michael Curiale, and for the second time in this very young season, he has been named Player of the Week here in the Florida State League. And when you're batting 404, how can you not be named Player of the Week? Strike at the letters, though. First pitch delivered by De Jesus to Curiale. Receiving De Jesus is Prater, Rodriguez at first, Lewis at second, upstairs with the high heat at 92, swing and a miss. Spahn at short and McCants at third base for the Hammerheads. From left to right in the outfield, it's Hidalgo, Sanoa, and Roberts. So nothing and two with two outs. Rotunda popped out. Iadesurnia lined out. Nothing has gone into the outfield yet. It's a beautiful day here at the ballpark at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Some more heat. That one jacked up a couple of notches to 94. It just took three pitches to retire the Player of the Week here in the Florida State League. 1-2-3 down go the Cardinals. The Hammerheads are coming up next. We've gone through a half of an inning here at the Dean. You're listening to the Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium broadcast.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Flipping the scorebook around, and we're in the bottom half of the first. On the hill for the Cardinals is the righty Hunter Hayes. He's 1-1 on the season, 2.79 ERA. This is his sixth game for Palm Beach, second start of the season. He actually has a couple of saves under his belt, 19 and a third innings pitched. and he has struck out 12. So Hunter has struck out 12 so far this season, and opponents are batting 211. Receiving Hayes is Bernal, Yeager at first, Moquette at second, Moore at short, Crealy at third. From left to right in the outfield for the Cardinals, it's Ayed Acerna, Cruz, and Cho. First up for the Hammerheads, it's the third baseman, Jordan McCants. Following McCants is the second baseman, Ian Lewis, and then the center fielder, Javier Sanoa. Hayes kicks, delivers, inside, missing to McCants. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup. So McCants, Lewis, and Sanoa, then it'll be the designated hitter, Jorge Caballero. The right fielder, Brett Roberts, as the second pitch is delivered. That'll miss low, so two balls and no strikes. In the sixth spot for the Hammerheads, the first baseman, Christian Rodriguez. 7, 8, and 9 will be the shortstop, Harrison Spahn, the catcher, Sam Prater, and the left fielder, Rennie Hidalgo. Three straight balls delivered by Hunter here to the first batter he'll face tonight. He likes to bring his gloves and hand together way up high above his cap, and then come sets by the Palm Beach script across his chest. Strike is thrown. It looked like ball four, but the ABS said, nope, you're staying here. Here's the 3-1, swing and a miss. Lazy swing there at the fastball at 92. So the count is full after getting three straight balls.
Yeah, good location by Hayes right there on that 3-1 pitch, just painting the outside corner.
So McCants, with the short timeout, adjusts his batting gloves, takes a swing, then sets himself in the box. Here comes the pitch. That'll be off the mark upstairs outside. So McCants will walk to first base. Ian Lewis will step in. The second baseman's batting 191 through 28 games. He has three doubles, a pair of triples, and is driven in three. So struggling a little bit at the plate. We know once Ian gets on, he is speedy. And I think his bat will start coming around this month.
Yeah, he's not afraid to try and swipe a bag on you.
Showing bunt, bunts it down the third baseline, and it's perfect. So everybody's safe. Grealy coming in, and I think he was hoping, as he got a slow jump to that and kind of watched the ball, that it was going to be hard enough to go over the lip of the grass and go foul. But instead, that grass hugged it in the infield.
Yeah, if you want a textbook bunt right there down the third baseline, just watch Ian Lewis right there as he placed that perfectly right on the lawn.
Manager Gary Kendall for the Palm Beach Cardinals, he likes to play aggressively in a little bit small ball here and there, and now the Hammerheads are doing it right here in the bottom of the first with the bunt. And Lewis, you know, like I said, he has the speed and his bat hasn't been there, so why not try and bunt his way on? And he does it. Swing and a miss. Sanoa, first pitch, nothing and one on the center fielder. Now he's batting 239 rather, with seven doubles, three triples, and he's driven in 14. Number 15's at second right now. Inside, missing. One ball and one strike on Sanoa.
Yeah, if you're Hayes right now, you're just trying to induce a double play ball, maybe even get a strikeout. At the very least, you need an out here.
Sanoa with the two-tone bat. It has red on the top, natural at the hands, and that'll drop into center, to left field rather, for a base hit. So the bases are loaded with a walk, a bunt single, and now Sanoa base hit to left.
Yeah, perfectly placed ball right there by Sanoa in between shortstop and third. Just caught the outfield grass out of the reach of Brody Moore, their shortstop. Not a bad pitch by Hayes, but just reaching out and kind of flicking his bat with Sanoa, getting some good wood on it.
So the Hammerheads making it look easy here in the first. The cleanup hitter, Jorge Caballero, will step up to the plate. Righty-on-righty matchup. He's the designated hitter, and he's hitting just below 400 right now at 398. Hayes gets him to swing and miss. Little foul tip, I think, into the glove of Bernal there behind the plate. That came in at 94.
13-game hit streak for Caballero. Probably the last guy you want to face in the Hammerheads lineup with the bases loaded.
So Hayes is pitching him very carefully and goes inside of the hands on Caballero. He swings and hits it into the screen behind home plate. Yeah, this is who you want up to the plate for the Hammerheads. Mm-hmm. And this is a challenge here that Hayes is taking on with nothing and two on Caballero. The pitch That one's coming back at the screen, too. So Caballero, he just doesn't have his timing right now. Those pitches, though, keep coming inside. He's getting jammed, too,
and
on the hands.
He's challenging him. He's not afraid. Fastball at 94 on that last pitch, in on the hands.
It's nice to see this matchup right here early on. Bases loaded, no outs. They kick the pitch upstairs, and he's actually went a little bit off of the plate there, not jamming him, just giving Caballero something to look at. And now the count is 1-2.
Probably just wanted to change his vision there, get a waist pitch fastball up high in the zone, see if he went after it.
The 1-2 breaking ball swing, and that'll go out of play to the right side. I think Hayes is doing a really good job here against Caballero.
Yeah, he's settled down after the leadoff walk, but much like you don't want to walk the leadoff batter because that could add trouble, The bunt hit by Lewis, the little flare by Sanoa, and then all of a sudden you're facing the cleanup hitter with the bases jacked.
From the stretch, here comes the pitch, and that'll miss low and bounces off Bernal's glove. He keeps it in front of him, so everybody remains on their base.
Very disciplined by Caballero. They're laying off the breaking ball. Hayes wanted to try and get him to chase down to the dirt. Like you said, changing the eye levels, that fastball early on in the count. Now he dips down low.
Way to go!
Two balls, two strikes, no outs, bases loaded. Hayes delivers. The swing and the ball's out of play to the right side. I think we have, is that number six? Foul balls that we've got off the bat of Caballero right now. Anything around the plate, and he is swinging. 2-2. Hayes takes a breath, kicks, delivers. And that one, it might have been called a strike if it wasn't ABS night, right? It was so close as it just misses the outside part of the plate.
Yeah, Hayes wanted that.
Yeah, the count is full with the bases loaded. No outs. We're just here in the first inning. Another breath, another kick, and here's the pitch. Hard hit up the middle. One run will score, and rounding third base is run number two. Lewis, with his speed, stands up and scores run number two. And also, with the quick speed, is Sanoa as he goes all the way from first to third. So Caballero, on other times, other years when we could put on the shift, but now we've got the pie slice, and that hit up the middle is a true base hit now, driving in two runs, and the Hammerheads go up 2-0.
Well, after having three hits in the series opener last night, Caballero wasting no time, putting a two spot on the board, extending his hit streak to 14 games here.
Brett Roberts at the plate, no outs. Runners at the corners, a lazy swing, a breaking ball that keeps going away and away on the right-handed hitter at the plate. So 0-1 the count.
That's the pitch Hayes wanted to Caballero, but Caballero just was not going to chase after that.
The 0-1, another breaking ball, slap foul left side. Nelson Prada is the manager for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's fielding those foul balls nicely at third base. Pitching coach for the Hammerheads is Glenn Dishman. The hitting coach, Ty Hawkins. And the defensive coach is Nate Michaelis. Swing and a miss. Roberts is down swinging. We've got one out. Christian Rodriguez will step up to the plate, the sixth hitter in the lineup for Jupiter. The first baseman's batting .226 through 19 games.
If Hayes can induce a double play ball and get out of this, just giving up those two runs on the Caballero hit, I'm sure he'll gladly take it. Doesn't really have a choice.
Yeah, lefty at the plate. Hayes delivers. So righty on lefty matchup. And Rodriguez hits this ball into the screen behind home plate. So 0-1 is the count. I saw so much wind early as it was blowing in. I could feel that breeze and had to hang on to some of my papers. But now it doesn't look as much breeze. It kicks up every once in a while out there in right field.
No, it's just the humidity blowing around right now.
So it's really humid out there today. I've been inside a lot today, except early on.
I'm glad I had the day off today.
Yeah, if you go out early, sometimes you get a breeze and not too much humidity, but that's not going to last very much longer as we are getting into hurricane season and summer. To the left side on the run is Yadisernia. We lose him in the triangle there. Does he make the grab?
No, he does not.
No. as another run is scored here, and it's a 3-0 ball game for the Hammerheads. Boy, we lose that left fielder out there and just have to wait for somebody to signal.
Yeah, nice piece of hitting. That ball couldn't have been placed any better because Alex Iadesernia was shifted more towards left center. Pitch ran in on the hands of Rodriguez, and he just dropped it right inside the foul line, just shy of that 330 pole.
So Rodriguez going opposite into left, right where it says major fun. That's what the Hammerheads are having here tonight so far with the 3-0 lead. Harrison Spahn takes the first pitch, 1-0, no strikes.
I'm surprised Caballero didn't make it to third on that play because he would have had a better read. I mean, he had a better read on it than us up here in the booth.
He definitely would have. That's what I wondered with that. I mean, we couldn't see what that looked like out there. Here's the pitch. That one just misses low. Which has me curious, too, because when you hit it over there, and for as far as Iadesernia had to run as long as it took, that having Rodriguez just at first base, too.
Yeah.
So there was definitely a hold up for some reason. Here's the 2-0 at the letters inside missing. So three straight balls delivered by Hayes to Spahn, and Hayes already throwing 27 pitches in the first inning.
Yeah, he seems a little bit probably frustrated because a lot of these balls weren't hard hit other than the liner back up the middle by Caballero on that 3-2 pitch, which, I mean, if you're Hunter Hayes, you pretty much got to give him something to hit. Otherwise, you're going to walk him and bring in a run at that point.
Hayes getting a look at the entire lineup so yeah. far here for the Jupiter Hammerheads as he is working on hitter number 7 for Jupiter. Jupiter's coming out here like they want first place again. They want to get it back. Missing low and away, so another walk, and the bases are loaded now as Spahn heads down to first base.
A second walk of the inning for Hayes after walking the leadoff man, Jordan McCants.
We already have action in the bullpen for the Cardinals. As I mentioned, Hayes, this is his 6th game, but only his 2nd start, and it looks like I'm taking a look and Angel
Cuenca
is the pitcher warming up right now for the Palm Beach Cardinals. And Giovanni Carrara, the pitching coach for the Cardinals, is going out to the mound, kind of wasting a little bit of time there to give the reliever an opportunity to warm up. So everybody is on the mound right now. And for the 2nd time here in the bottom of the 1st, the bases are loaded.
Hammerheads just capitalize right now, finding all the holes out there in the defense, just pretty much hitting them where they aren't.
Four hits, 3 runs scored here for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the 1st. Sam Prater steps in, righty on righty matchup. The catcher's batting .318 in 7 games. Hayes delivers, chopper left side. That'll be taken by Curiale. He steps on 3rd, throws to 1st. There's the double play to get us out of this inning right here. The Jupiter Hammerheads go to the top of the 2nd with a 3-0 lead. You're listening to, I guess we've got the Jupiter Hammerheads radio network, but also the Palm Beach Cardinals here today. We'll be back right after this.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care would love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the second. Lisa Pride here alongside Brian Loftus. Boy, it seemed like it should have been a couple of innings already, but we're in inning number two right here. First up for Palm Beach is Leonardo Bernal. He's a switch hitter for the Cardinals, batting .343 this season through 19 games. After the catcher, it'll be the first baseman, R.J. Yeager. You heard him in the pregame show. He is having a fantastic season so far. Then it's the second baseman, Darlene Moquette. So Bernal, Yeager, and Moquette here in the second. DeJesus on a minor league rehab assignment plowed through Palm Beach's lineup. 1-2-3. First pitch delivered to Bernal. That'll miss inside. DeJesus had a, you know, a little bit of time to sit and recover from those quick 1-2-3, right? He didn't need that time off inside.
Get some Z's in
What do we got here? 2-1. I thought there was only the second pitch, but
so did I. I think it's
maybe
one.
I missed something.
Yep, the umpire corrects everyone.
Here's the 1-1 at the belt for the strike. So now we've got a 1-2 count for the Cardinals. I mentioned it's Bernal, Yeager, Moquette. Then the right fielder, Cho, will step up to the plate. The shortstop, Brody Moore, after Cho. Hard hit on the ground. Easy pickup by Spahn at short. Throw in time. So Bernal is retired as he grounds out. And then the number nine hitter for the Palm Beach Cardinals is Adonsen Cruz. So in case you missed it, and I didn't even get through it in the first, but it's Rotundo, Iadesurnia, and Curiali. Then Bernal, Yeager, Moquette, Cho, Moore, and Cruz for the Palm Beach Cardinals here tonight. One down at the plate, inside missing. Yeager's at the plate.
Good start to the season for Yeager. Tied for third in the league in hits, second in hits, tied for third in homers, second in hits, second in RBIs in the entire Florida State League.
The 1-0 with the lefty and righty matchup, swing and a miss. And I did, when we were talking earlier, say that he was on a 12-game on-base streak, but Brian cracked it as he went even further and found out that Yeager was hit by a pitch one game. So that streak, thank you so much for finding that stat, Brian, is actually at 16 games.
Yeah, there was one game where he had to pull a Roger Dorn and kind of just step into one.
That's right. Anything.
Any way to get on base.
Was that his last at bat, I wonder? We've got to even research it more. Here's the 1-2 chopper left side foul. So a couple of foul balls, and Yeager's waiting for the pitch that he likes, not the one that DeJesus likes to deliver. Also, we were talking about, you know, talking to Yeager and looking at his stats, boy, in college. He is so successful. And
how did he go undrafted?
Playing at a, you know, Mississippi State and leading the team in average and so many offensive categories and going undrafted. Ground ball left side, trouble for McCants. He bobbles it, throws to first, and that's bobbled by the first baseman, Rodriguez. Not really a good throw, and Yeager is safe at first base, so his streak is intact.
Keeps it going, and he finds a way to get on base. And we were talking about this earlier off the air, but he, well, you know, you were saying he went undrafted because he's 24 years old. What are we, prejudiced against old people now? I mean, come on now, Lise.
They always like those young guys coming out of high school, right? And it was tough. You'll see, you know, players like Yeager where you had that COVID year. So when you can take advantage of it, you know, and stay in and try and get a, you know, an extra year. There's a strike is delivered to Moquette, breaking ball. Boy, that one, that curveball came in at 69. Then you really did it because you missed that year. And then just to get, he went undrafted even before. He was at Mercer. We're talking about Yeager, foul ball. So then he decided, hey, I've got an extra year. I'll go to Mississippi State. He was a graduate student with a 4.0 ER. I'm not ER, but GPA, you know, and I mean, he was just trying to show everyone what he could do, and there was nothing. He left it all in the field, you know, last year. Nothing more that he could do at all. Chopper taken by Lewis at second. Off-balance throw to first is in time. What a great play by the second baseman.
A nice play by Ian Lewis ranging into the hole. Ball wasn't hit hard enough to turn two on Yeager, who moves down to second. We have 4.0 GPA. I mean, I had that. It took me two classes to get that. You know,
PE and
Well, no, you add the GPA, 2.0 in biology and 2.0 in algebra. Ah,
yeah, yeah, I get it. Okay. Lefty at the plate, so we've got the lefty and lefty matchup, Juan Bincho. He's batting 171 this season through 21 games. Runner at second base is Jaeger. He takes a big lead there, pitch delivered inside. One ball, no strikes with two outs.
Study hall was my strong suit.
That's where you were practicing your play-by-play.
I was best kid in study hall when I was there.
DeJesus looks the runner back. Jaeger then delivers, catches the corner outside. And Joe trying to argue that, but it is ABS day. It's so hard to get out of that routine, you know, when you're assuming that the home plate umpire is calling the pitches. And, I mean, there's nothing you can do. That's just our rules here. Wait till they do that in the big leagues. I don't think they ever will, right? Here's the 1-1 inside, and that'll miss. So 2-1. Can you imagine? Those guys right now would not be used to it already. Now this crop and, you know, last year's minor leaguers are kind of trying to get accustomed to it. It's hard when you're coming out of college even to, like, know about the ABS and get used to making that adjustment. Inside, backing Cho off. So 3-1 is the count with two outs. Jaeger at second.
They actually credited Jaeger with a hit on that ground ball to third. Would have been a tough play regardless for McCants.
So the streak's still intact.
For both, yeah. The hit streak now up to 5. On base streak to 17.
Now the Cardinals just want to get their win streak, you know, intact after tonight's game, as they have a 4-game win streak on the line. 3-1. Here comes the pitch. A swing and a miss.
Yeah, I think he chased that ball 4 right there. That was in on the hands. It looked like it was kind of tailing back in towards his hands on the lefty-on-lefty matchup.
DeJesus at 26 years of age from Valencia, Venezuela. He is showing everything he's got here, you know, here in the second. The breaking balls, changes of speed, his fastball. Full count with two outs, runner in scoring position at second base, Cho at the plate. Lefty on lefty matchup. Here comes the payoff pitch. Hard hit right side off the glove of the first baseman, Rodriguez. It'll die in the infield and advance Jaeger to third base. So the inning stays alive as Cho hits a ground ball that has Lewis and Rodriguez going after it. Rodriguez thought he'd have it, and it just deflects right off his glove.
Well, you know what? It looked like it happened. It's kind of a high chopper, and I think the ball got lost in the sunlight for Rodriguez, where the sun is setting towards the third base side. Rodriguez, the first baseman, staring into the sun. He has his sunglasses on his hat. Not sure why they're not on covering
that,
his
that
eyes.
That always amazes me when the guys bring them out, and they're sitting right there on their cap.
It's stylistic, I guess. But
Brody Moore, but not practical, right? At the plate, first pitch. That's low and inside to the shortstop. Through 13 games, Moore's batting 204 on the season. He has a triple and has driven in 3.
You can kind of tell how he reacted over at first, too, on that second hop. It kind of bounced a little bit higher and hit off.
It was going to be trouble for either infielder. Because it just had that high bounce. Foul ball dead at the plate there. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, so if that play happens an hour from now, I bet Rodriguez comes up with it.
I think he closed his eyes right then. You know what I mean? The sun just went right into him. He's like, oh. And sometimes, you know, you've gone over these infield drills so much that you can make that play with your eyes closed.
But rarely.
Sometimes you can't. Runner going to second. Ball hit into center. And the Cardinals have a run on the board. It's a 3-1 ball game now. As the ball comes into the infield, it gets lost and rolls toward third base, but that will keep Cho at third base, so Moore at first.
A nice piece of hitting there by Brody Moore on the hit and run, capitalizing beautifully. Kind of surprised me because Juan Bincho hesitated when he hit second base, and I'm thinking to myself, there's two outs. Ball's in play.
You better be going, right? Go, go, go.
It's like I-95 during rush hour. Let's go.
If you find your spot, you're going, right? No halt. So runners at the corners at first and third with two outs. The number nine hitter is at the plate for the Cardinals, a dancing Cruz. First pitch, and he taps it foul. Lots of sunshine here at the Dean. There is no clouds in the sky. Did we get a temperature? What did you think it was about?
110. No,
the wind,
high
keeps,
80s, I'd say.
It's blowing in and right. I mean, yeah, in right. Boy, why am I getting left, center, right all mixed up here today? A lot on my mind as a strike is delivered. I think so. You know what it is that my lunch is sitting right there. So
it was maybe delicious.
I'm, you know, I'm getting fainting up here. But, yeah, it's just sitting right there. Never had time for my lunch, let alone dinner, right? It is past dinner time. The 0-2, two outs, big chopper played by McCants. Rainbow throw to first, and he throws it away. So Jaeger will score, and that will advance Moore to third base. So Cruz safe at first base after the errant throw. McCants having some trouble there at third base today.
Trying to figure out who the scorekeeper is on the scoreboard because they're going to roll that one.
They
a
keep
hit
giving
well.
Hits. I know. I mean, Jaeger, I was like, okay, well, I wasn't sure
now
about.
Now they put an error up there, you know, but they also still have the hit up there. Interesting.
We've got a veteran, the scorekeeper today, as I peeked in. I know who it is. So he knows his stuff, so I'm going with it. We've got four hits apiece with the Hammerheads up 3-2. And with two outs, the Cardinals are threatening as they send their leadoff hitter to the plate against De Jesus.
We have four quote-unquote singles in the inning. Wonder if Cruz gets credited with the RBI there. I'm pretty sure he does if he gets credited with the single.
Well, I can't go to my game day here as I have no internet. So I'm relying on the one computer that's working. Brian is feverishly, quickly typing. Runners at the corners, first and third for the Cardinals. Still two outs, and the Cardinals are finding a way to come back here early. We're in the top of the second. De Jesus delivers right at the shoestrings of Rotondo.
And just like this, the Cardinals can get back into the ballgame. One of their many hot hitters, Chris Rotondo at the plate. On base in 22 straight.
Two balls, no strikes. Breaking ball delivered at 79 from De Jesus.
I had to go back and look at it, too, because there was games where Rotondo, I'm like, all right, his on-base streak, but he also managed to get hit by a pitch.
Or a sacrifice fly or something,
the
yeah.
The only game he hasn't reached base was opening day, Rotondo.
That is incredible, and that's why he's the leadoff hitter. Setting the table here for the Cardinals and trying to find a way to get on because back in the first, which wasn't too long ago as we're only in the top of the second, he popped up to the shortstop spot.
Well, something you just got to watch out for these Villanova Wildcats. I mean, it's very pesky.
Two balls, one strike, two outs. Here comes the pitch. The runner going to second. Hesitates, then still keeps on going as the pitch is delivered inside. So 3-1. And now we have a reliever warming up in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
Very interesting because they're not afraid to run on De Jesus, as we see here in the second inning. Which is surprising because he's a lefty staring over at first base. That's at least three times that they've got a big jump off of him.
The 3-1. And Rotondo steps back, takes the pitch, and then he'll take all his gear off and head to first base. So he has found a way to get on base. And that was a little scary, though, as he just kind of dropped his bat, stepped back, still in the box, pitch delivered, and luckily it was a ball.
Usually you see people have to, you know, completely taken on a 3-0 count, but I've never seen anyone take one like that on a 3-1 count. He stepped back like, I know this is going to be a ball.
I wonder if anything with the pitch timer, I don't know, I was watching the clock to see if they saw that and realized that it was going to be a ball. I have no internet to tell you. I'm back on that. They do give a signal, though. Iadesurnia at the plate. Take strike one. Bases are loaded now here for the Cardinals with two outs. It's amazing what Palm Beach has done with two down. To the left side, foul. So nothing in two on Iadesurnia. Iadesurnia back in the first, lined out to Lewis at second. Four hits apiece for both teams. Hammerheads up, though, 3-2. We are in the top of the second. Bases loaded. Here's the 0-2. That'll miss inside. So one ball and two strikes to Aya Dasernia. Lefty on lefty matchup. Pretty tough matchup here for Aya Dasernia. But he's hanging in there. There's a lefty warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads right now. Here's the 1-2. Hard hit, but that'll go foul to the right of the first base, or right of first base, into the bullpen for the Cardinals. The Cardinals, they usually the relievers are hanging out in the dugout right now, waiting for the shade to fall in the bullpen area, but they have been up, and they're sweating it out. Towels on top of their heads right now. Here's the 1-2, and that'll miss outside. So two balls and two strikes to Aya Dasernia with two outs, and the base is loaded.
Yeah, 36 warming up in the bullpen for the Hammerheads, however, not listed on current-day roster sheet that we have.
DeJesus kicks, delivers, swing, and the ball is popped up. It'll go into the seat, so a souvenir. I see some of the Silver Sluggers ducking, covering their heads.
Well, they're getting their money's worth tonight. We're only in the top of the second.
41 pitches by DeJesus here in the second. 28 of those are strikes. Lots of pitches thrown by both pitchers. We're getting our money's worth, huh? Yeah. This is our one game together here this week, and they like to do that to us, you know, last week too, right, when we were together.
We're going to be making overtime this week.
Foul ball right side. So the count remains 2-2 with two outs. Bernal led off this inning with a ground out. Then Jaeger, an infield base hit. Moquette grounded out. So two outs. Cho worked his way on with a single. More two. Then Cruz. Rotundo walked. Cardinals have scored two. Here's the 2-2 up in the air. Lazy fly ball. Roberts coming in, but Lewis, the second baseman, goes out to the grass and makes the grab. So the bases are loaded, or remain loaded, as Aya Dasernia pops out. We'll head to the home half of the second with the Hammerheads up 3-2. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here to Palm Beach County, where the sun is setting and we're getting some shadows on the field. The wind is blowing in right, and the Hammerheads are up 3-2. Hayes on the hill. He had a nice little rest. First pitch, Hidalgo watches it come inside. So one ball and no strikes.
Yeah, I wonder if that affected DeJesus coming out for his second inning of work.
This ball is getting a ride to the left side. On the run is Aya Dasernia. He'll watch it go over the fence, right over the Good Greek sign in left. And the Hammerheads add to their lead. They're up 4-2.
Well, not a bad first at bat on the season for Renny Hidalgo right there. to say the least.
His first at-bat here in low A with the Jupiter Hammerheads is last year he played for the Complex League team.
He's batting 1,000 already. He might take the rest of the year off.
So a perfect one-for-one with a solo shot. Hammerheads up 4-2.
Looks like we got ourselves a slugfest. What did we get ourselves into?
I have no idea. I'm glad I have the full sub here and not just a half. I'm ready for the duration. Lewis takes the first pitch. One ball, no strike. Or actually, it's Jordan McCants, right?
Mm. Yeah, sometimes don't get fooled by the scoreboard.
I know. Why am I even looking? That's because I don't have my computer,
although
my game day
to
see.
The plate. Did they?
So we missed. We'll get back to you.
I think they. Yeah, maybe they gave us the wrong lineup to start out with because McCants is in the on-deck circle. So much like the Wi-Fi, our starting lineups are incorrect.
Has affected us all the way around here today. One ball, two strikes, slap right side. Couple of bounces picked up by Yeager, and he'll take it himself as he taps the bag and retires Lewis. So that'll have McCants coming to the plate. At least Hidalgo is getting the credit for the solo shot. We'll switch him around, though, here in our lineup. Luckily, I have my white out here. So McCants at the plate. Hayes delivers, breaking ball that just misses outside.
That was a nice breaking ball, too.
That was beautiful. One down, here's the pitch inside. That'll go out of play to the left side. Looks like the shade is across here. All the fans in the stands, no one has to take their programs and wave them like fans, do they, or... They still might. They're playing baseball bingo, though, on Silver Slugger night.
I forgot to get my card.
I know. We should play it up here, too. We should have it where that we have the listeners playing along with us. Have our own little bingo, right? Or we could just call it out and you can play at home. Here's the 1-2 hard hit up the middle. And Moquette, second baseman, goes after it. Can't come up with it. There's just no way. So that'll put McCants at first base with a single here.
Already 2-for-2 on the evening for Jordan McCants. A lot of offense early on.
Javier Sano will step up to the plate with one out, runner at first base. Sano has singled back in the first and scored a run. Hayes delivers. Sano lays off it. Takes ball one.
And got his average up to 245. Starting to see the ball well here now in the month of May. Pair of hits in last night's ballgame. And like you said, the single back in the first inning.
Wind has died now in right. Here's the 1-0. That's why Sanoa is going to the left side of the diamond. He gives that ball a ride, but it will go to the left of the foul pole line. And that went deep. It already went all the way to the complex for the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Marlins out there. I think that probably hit off the roof of, or maybe no, it's just short, I was going to say, of the batting cages. Jam, pop up, taken by Moore. He'll take it behind the third baseman, Curiali, on the grass. That was a tough play for Moore.
Yeah, heads up play. It looked like it was going to be a tougher play for Curiali, kind of backpedaling, racing back, and Brody Moore just swooping in, going behind him.
Hayes with a nice pitch there, right? After Sanoa gave that ball a ride deep, foul and left. Then he jammed him on the hands, which could have been trouble, though, as you're talking about. Brian Caballero at the plate. He's 1-for-1, drove in 2 back in the first. He takes the first pitch, ball 1. 2 down, throw to first base, checking the runner. Yeager hanging on to it.
Yeah, we got two of the hottest hitters, batting average-wise, playing in tonight's ballgame. Third baseman Curiali over there and Jorge Caballero both batting over 400 so far this season.
Look at that. He was at 398, got a base hit in the first, drove in 2, and his average is now 405. He'll take pitch number 2 for ball number 2. Last time he was up in the first, Hayes had to pitch him very carefully and still does here. Curveball strike. 2-1 is the count. Hammerheads have 6 hits now and 4 runs. Cardinals not too far behind as Hayes goes inside, jamming Caballero, but he still straightens it out and gets a base hit as it falls into center field.
Yeah, I got a feeling we're not going to be seeing too much of Caballero down here for that much longer. Even Hayes, first time at bat to Caballero, steady dose of fastballs, trying to paint the corners. This time around, second at bat, steady dose of breaking balls. Got him fooled a couple of times, but Caballero just staying with it.
Boy, and I like the way that he stayed with that pitch that was right on his hands there, and he was just able to place it into short center. The last at bat, he hit the ball up the middle, too. At the plate is Brett Roberts. He'll take strike number one as he struck out back in the first. Two down, runners at first and second. Hayes from the stretch, kicks, delivers. Chopper, big high bounce. That has time for Curiali to play it on the grass, throw to first, and Roberts is retired as he grounds out. So two are stranded as Jupiter picks up one more run and has the 4-2 lead. We head to the top of the third, and I'll pass it over to Brian Loftus, who will take over the play-by-play duties. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here in the top half of the third, 4-2 score. Hammerheads lead the Palm Beach Cardinals. Here in game two of the 6-game set, heart of the order due up for Palm Beach. Michael Curiali, Leonardo Bernal, and RJ Yeager due up this half inning. We got a new lefty out on the mound. It's going to be Manuel Medina.
Medina on the hill, 5'10, 140 from Venezuela, just 21 years of age.
Lefty-on-righty matchup. First pitch to Curiali. Skies at first base side, ranging over foul territory. Rodriguez will give this a look. He's going to get spun around, and he will make the catch. One pitch, one out to kick things off here in the top half of the third. Might be one of the few times so far this season Curiali is retired in his first two at-bats. That'll bring up the switch-hitting catcher, Leonardo Bernal, to the plate. Bernal batting from the right-hand side, hitting .338 on the season. First pitch. Backdoor breaking ball misses upstairs.
Medina looking for his first win of the season, has a 4.50 ERA, and this is his second appearance for the Jupiter Hammerheads.
1-0 paints the fastball on the outside corner at 88, counts even at 1-1.
Two innings of work, and he has struck out three.
The 1-1 looked like a changeup, maybe a two-seamer, started in up the hips, came back across the plate. Bernal takes it for a strike, down to the count, 1-2. The 1-2, swing and a miss, pulls the string on a changeup, down and away. Two up, two down here in the top half of the third. Where'd all the offense go, Lise?
New pitcher on the hill. I found it very interesting talking to the Tortugas Daytona that was in town last week, how they are having piggyback starts through the whole six-game set and, you know, might continue it through, you know, most of the season.
R.J. Yeager will take the first pitch from Medina high and wide for ball one. R.J. singled back in the first, extended his hitting streak to 5, his on-base streak to 17. The 1-0 runs in at the shoe tops. He lays off.
Yeah, so having Medina come in is almost like a piggyback start there for him.
2-0, misses wide. When you said today Jesus was making a rehab assignment appearance, probably wasn't expecting him to go more than two.
Yeah, his first time out there here in 2023.
Next pitch to Yeager, the 2-0 right down Main Street, called strike looking. Yeager's got his average up to 337, four homers to go along with 25 RBIs. The 3-1 misses off the plate. Prater tried framing it for home plate umpire Kenny Garcia, does not get the call. And Yeager trots down to first as a two-out base runner.
I have to say, talking to RJ today, he was just so generous with his time. And
it was great.
He's just a great guy, and it's just so, you know, good to see him having the success he is. But, yeah, just, you know, very generous and always available to talk to.
He even admitted he's got a chip on his shoulder, too, because why not? I mean, first pitch to Moquette, swung on foul, tipped into the glove.
I thought it was fun how funny how, you know, he's a Florida native and was excited to make his beach umbrella purchase that he could use at the pool and the beach.
Figured he'd already have one.
That's what I figured. I mean, I figured he's already, you know, knows all those little tricks. But, you know, there's always something new coming out. And I thought maybe he might do something different on his off days. You know, growing up here, you maybe want to stay out of the sun.
Well, he's 24. He's a grown man now. 1-1.
But still discovering new beach umbrellas.
Yeah. I haven't been to the beach in forever. I'm slacking.
Oh, it's just a couple miles from the ballpark, too, here.
1-2. Runner goes from first. Pickoff throw to first. The throw down to second will go into left field. Pickoff throw to Rodriguez was good over at first, but Rodriguez airmails it into left over the leaping glove of the shortstop Spahn. Yeager will swipe second as it almost looked like he was dead to rights.
It did. It really did. But infielder's having a little trouble here today.
Well, it's probably a tough angle for the first baseman. You don't want to hit the runner. Where's the shortstop? And that's probably going to be one of these things they practice here down at the lower levels. Counts a ball and two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Grounder to third on two hops. Up with it is McCants. He'll throw across the diamond to Rodriguez on the 5-3 putout. Side retired here in the top half of the third. Redbirds turned away. We're going to head to the home half of the third. Jupiter coming to the plate. Brian Loftus, Lisa Pride on the Roger Dean Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, home half of the third, 4-2. Jupiter leads, trying to even the series here in the six-game set at one apiece. Rodriguez, Spahn, and Prater do up this half inning, 6, 7, and 8. Hunter Hayes back out for his third inning of work. Righty on lefty matchup to Rodriguez, singled back in the first. Broken bat right over the leaping glove of Rager and down the right field line. This is going to go all the way to the corner. Rodriguez makes the turnaround second. He's going to try for third, the relay throw. There will be no relay throw as it is held onto by Moquet. It's a stand-up triple to kick things off here in the home half of the third.
What a great job of hitting there by Rodriguez. And sometimes, you know, when you just don't have it with the glove, you make up for it with the bat. Second hit of the ball game, a single and a triple. So Rodriguez, you know, he doesn't have a home run yet this season. Could he have one here today?
Reverse jinx. What if he hits for the cycle?
That's what I'm thinking. It's hard to get that triple.
Harrison Spahn will step to the plate, 0 for 4 in last night's series opener. The shortstop will take the first pitch breaking ball, backs him off the plate, counts a ball and no strikes. Spahn walked in his first plate appearance back in the first. The 1-0. Grounded sharply foul into the Hammerhead dugout. Hopefully everybody's all right down there. Yeah, we saw Alex Iadesernia for Palm Beach hit for the cycle at Lakeland last month. The 1-1 foul tipped, cued off the end of the bat right at home plate. It spins foul. And Spahn down in the count, a ball and two strikes. Infield in on the grass right now. Outfield playing straight away. Iadesernia shaded towards left center. The left fielder, the 1-2. Breaking ball misses right down the middle, but a little bit up in the zone right at the letters. Counts 2-2. Rodriguez leads away from third, the 2-2. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's flared down the right field line. This is just foul. Some activity in the bullpen for the Redbirds. Right-hander warming up. We'll get you a name and a number in just a moment. Looks like number 34. From the belt, Hayes set. 55th pitch of the night. Skied back and to our right. Four runs, eight hits, and an error for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Two runs, four hits, and no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Offense has been the name of the game so far. The 2-2. Breaking ball fighting to stay alive. Spahn will sky it out of play down the right field stands.
I'll give you some early scores around the league as I'm trying to get my internet back up, but I'm using my phone now. I see the internet's popping up here for me on my computer, but in the bottom of the third, Bradenton is up at home 6-1 against Lakeland.
2-2 misses wide.
Also around the Florida State League, well, Tampa is down 1-3. They're on the road in Fort Myers. Delayed start in Daytona. They must have some weather up 95.
Humidity delay.
Nothing we can see. And there's a final in Dunedin.
Payoff pitch driven out to left field. Going back is Iadesernia. He has this one sized up. He will make the catch. Tagging from third is Rodriguez as this one is deep enough. He will trot home easily. On the sack fly, it's now a 4-3 ball game. Excuse me, a 5-2 ball game.
So that final in Dunedin, Brian, you'll be happy as the Clearwater Threshers, who are part of your Phillies organization, won 9-4.
Love to see it.
Except when they're here, right?
Absolutely. Sam Prater will step to the plate. Take the first pitch on the inner half for a called strike one. Prater 0-1, grounded into a double play his first at-bat, making his first appearance here with the Jupiter Hammerheads in 2023. 0-1's in for a strike, counts 0-2. Righty Wines delivers breaking ball. Prater lays off down in the zone. Sober slugger night here at the Dean. The wind from Hayes, the 1-2. Fastball, 92, misses off the plate.
Well, the Hammerheads are up, and the Marlins won today. So the Hammerheads trying to match that as the Marlins beat the D-backs 5-4 on the road.
2-2. Jammed him in on the hands. A little excuse me swing, probably trying to protect himself in on the hands. Prater will foul it down the first baseline off the netting of the Cardinals.
The St. Louis Cardinals are just getting underway in Chicago. They're playing the Cubs tonight.
2-2. Breaking ball misses down low. Yeah, much like the Marlins, the Threshers Major League affiliate had a game tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. Do you know how the Threshers Major League affiliate did? Because I have not been able to see. 3-2.
Oh, you don't.
Grounded. Back to the mound, first base side. Hayes will field it. He'll flip it underhand to Yeager over at first for the 1-3 put out. Two outs here in the bottom half of the third. My father texted me, he won't spoil it. I know they were down 1-0 at one point.
I found it. I had to keep digging. It's way down there. I don't know why.
Are they still playing?
No, final in 10, though.
Oh.
Phillies won 2-1.
Love to see it.
They're getting closer to 500 now.
Don't remind me. Renny Hidalgo hitting a perfect 1,000 so far on the season. Will swing and miss at the first pitch. Call it strike one. Hidalgo, first at-bat of the season, homered to left. Back in the second. Hayes winds from the first base side of the rubber. Breaking ball misses down and in. Already at 67 pitches, 42 for strikes. Did you see the food fight at Citizens Bank Park that's been taking place on Dollar Dog Night? This one's lined into center. Coming on is Cruz. He's going to make a sliding catch for the final out to retire the side here in the bottom half of the third. Adonson Cruz flashing some leather out there in center. Hammerheads do add another insurance run as they lead 5-2. We're going to the fourth here at the Dean. Brian Loftus, least drive.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside. Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the fourth. 5-2 score. Here in game two of the six-game set between the Fins and the Feathers, 7, 8, and 9. Due up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Cho, Moore, and Cruz due up. Facing Manuel Medina back out for his second inning of work. It's going to be a lefty-on-lefty matchup as the sun is just about fully set here at the Dean. Light starting to come on. Cho's bunt deadens it right in front of home plate. Going to be a tough play for Prater. The throw down to first. Not in time. A lot of English on that ball from Cho. Looked like my sandwich, adding a little spin to it, deadens it in front of home plate. And Prater unable to make the throw down to first against the speedy Cho. Second time aboard for Juan Ben Cho.
Talking about sandwiches, I know some people say a hot dog is a sandwich. I don't. A hot dog is a hot dog.
Agreed. But...
Excuse me.
Let Lisa. Lisa's going to compose herself for a second. The first pitch, chopper, slow, left side, tough play for Spahn. He's up with it. The throw down to first, bang bang play is in time. A nice play by Harrison Spahn on the slow chopper. He had to charge in. Moving down to second on the play is Juan Ben Cho.
Where's our producer to get at the cough button? As I was choking on my one bite of food that I have actually had since breakfast. But you mentioned before going to break about
food
the food fight up in Philly, right?
It's so on Dollar Dog Night, they throw the patrons there, the
The patrons.
Some people don't call them patrons.
That is such a nice way to put it.
The maniacs in Philadelphia.
There you go.
Start a food fight. The hot dogs are still in the wrappers, but I was telling Lisa, I'm like, look, I'll throw a hot dog. None of the hot dogs end up on the field. The 0-1 comes in, taken for a strike. None of the hot dogs go on the field. I think they did have one last night, but the player threw it back into the stands. But I'm throwing a hot dog, but I'm also catching three and then sitting back down in my seat.
Right,
and,
it's inflation. And enjoy, you need the dog.
That's two free hot dogs right,
right?
there.
When you can get a pack of hot dogs and a pack of buns for far cheaper.
0-2 backdoor, filthy backdoor breaking ball by Medina. Cruz swings over the top of it. Second out here in the top half of the fourth. We'll flip it back to the top of the order. Chris Rotondo coming to the plate.
When you, as soon as you started telling the story, I was not surprised. No, I was not surprised at all, because I remember when my husband played in Philly, he always got pelted by dogs, by hot dogs, always.
Breaking ball in for a strike. The throw down to third. Nice sliding play by Juan Bencho. He's in safely with the stolen base, and both teams not afraid to try and swipe bags so far early on tonight.
Wow, stolen base number 9 for Cho.
Philadelphia's come a long way, has their sports base. We went from, you know, the whole snowballs at Santa Claus and batteries at J.D. Drew to now we just throw hot dogs at one another. We're very diplomatic that way. The next pitch to Rotondo in for a called strike.
I know the players appreciate that. That keep it in the stands then. Because like I said, my husband's always getting pelted. And then I think it just got worse and worse for other players, right? Depending on the player, what's coming at you.
The 0-2. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's flared out to right center. Sanoa coming on. He has this one sized up. And the center fielder will make the catch in right center field. For the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the fourth. Cardinals turned away. After a leadoff single by Cho, we're going to the home half here. 5-2, Hammerheads lead.
Para mucha gente del país, tener un día de tranquilidad con la familia es difícil. Le pasa a Raquel de Dallas, una madre que trabaja.
Los niños tienen que ir a la escuela, nosotros tenemos que ir al trabajo.
Pero hay algo que muchas mamás no saben, y es que el bosque, ese respiro que necesitan, está realmente cerca.
Este lugar es increíble.
Tu familia también puede disfrutar de la tranquilidad del bosque a menos de 90 minutos. Entra en descubreelbosque.org y encuentra el bosque más cercano. El bosque, más cerca de lo que crees. Un mensaje del Servicio Forestal de los Estados Unidos y el Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Home half of the fourth, 5-2, Hammerheads lead. Top of the order to him, Lewis, McCanson, Sanoa, new right-handed pitcher out on the mound for the Cardinals. Who do we got, Lise?
We have the righty, 6'1", 174, Angel Cuenca.
Cuenca begins his windup wearing his blue glove, all red jersey, gray pants. Cardinals coming out wearing their alternate uniforms. Hammerheads. All white top to bottom. This one's grounded sharply past the diving glove of Yeager, and this one's going to go down the line, hits off the wall of the bullpen, and bounces back into fair play. It's going to be a stand-up double for Lewis to start things out here in the home half of the fourth.
Tough play there. Yeager diving after it. And, Lewis aboard here to lead things off for the Hammerheads, and it's his first hit of the ballgame.
Yeah, wasting no time jumping all over that first pitch from Valenza. Bring up Jordan McCants to the plate. 2-for-2, a pair of singles so far tonight. He bats from the left-hand side. McCants 0-for-4 in last night's ballgame with a strikeout. Has a runner in scoring position. The first pitch, jumping all over it, fouls it straight back to the screen.
Cuenca is 1-1 on the season, 4.82 ERA. This is his sixth game here for the Cardinals this season on the mound. 9 1/3 innings pitched before tonight, and he has walked 8 in those 9 1/3. Opponent's batting 200.
Cuenca set at the letters, checks the runner at second. Pickoff throw, and it's going to go into left center field. Errant throw right there as the ball is also bobbled by Cruz out in center. Moving down to third is Lewis. And Brody Moore, the shortstop, going to cover the pickoff throw. Pickoff throw was thrown behind him, to say the least. Not sure pitcher and shortstop were on the same page right there. As the leadoff man Lewis moves down to third here. Infield moves in on the grass here with nobody out. And a runner at third, the 0-1. Fastball bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Bernal.
And I've seen a few things that I think both managers are probably going to go over in infield and BP tomorrow, right?
Yeah, much like any teacher that always points for correction.
That's what this level is, though, really going through without the fundamentals.
1-1 high chopper over the glove of Yeager. He had a tough play on it, was not going to be able to get it regardless unless he's Shaquille O'Neal. That ball goes into right field for an RBI single. McCants' third single of the ballgame. He's now 3-for-3. And the Hammerheads now out to a 6-2 lead here in the home half of the fourth.
The Cardinals got it within so close when it was a 3-2 ball game. Wasn't out of reach at 4-2. Still isn't, but boy, you know, the Hammerheads just keep adding and adding to their lead.
And they've scored a run in every inning so far. 3 in the first, a run in each the second, third, and the fourth, as that'll bring up Javier Sanoa to the plate. He'll lay off the first pitch, breaking ball down and away for ball one. Sanoa 1-for-2 with a run scored tonight. He singled back in the first. Solid 14 RBI so far. A lot of offense by both these teams. Probably why this one's grounded to third past the diving glove of Curry Alley and into left field. Hammerheads bats are alive and well so far. Already 10 hits and we're not halfway through this ballgame.
Curiali with the late dive there, and the ball just squeaks out into left field. Thought maybe McCants would use his speed and get to third base even, but it was so close and played well by Ida Cernia out there in left.
Beg my pardon, 11 hits now for the Hammerheads. Runners at first and second, still nobody out. The pitch by Cuenca runs inside as Caballero has to jackknife over home plate to avoid being plunked. Jorge, a pair of hits tonight to go along with a pair of RBIs, 2-for-2. A pair of singles has his average up to 412 now. It's adequate. This one's crushed. If it's fair, it's gone, but it's well fair. Or excuse me, well foul, I should say.
You need part of my sandwich?
Yeah.
We're fading away up here in the booth.
I need to take my sunglasses off. That's probably what.
That helps, too. As the sun is completely set and just, you know, a few rays on the clubhouses right now.
Yeah, lights beginning to come on here at the Dean. The 1-1 misses low.
It's that haze at time when you have those blue skies that are slightly turning to darker blue and purple and pink that you can see in the sky.
Hazy, hot, and humid. Triple H. The 2-1. Breaking ball. Caballero lays off.
Well, the day is done for Hayes, the starting pitcher for the Cardinals. He went 3 innings, allowed 8 hits, 5 runs, all earned, walked a pair, struck out 1, gave up a homer, and his ERA is now 4.43.
3 balls and a strike. The pitch. Misses down and in. Caballero aboard for the third time this evening.
Oh, 66. Baseball bingo.
Oh, 66 baseball bingo. There we go. I'm
telling you, we need to have them play along at home, right? And have our own cards up here.
Brett Roberts will stride to the plate with the bases loaded. Righty on righty matchup. McCants from third, Sanoa from second, Caballero from first. First pitch, jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled back to the netting.
As far as Caballero, he walked his way and is at first base right now, but his average now will still stay at 405, I believe it was.
412.
So 412 now, and so Curielli, who is still looking for his first hit. He's been overtaken in the Florida State League batting average.
It's almost a battle between the Cardinals and the Hammerheads in the standings, and a battle between Curielli and Caballero. No balls and two strikes to Brett Roberts, the pitch. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's fouled back into our right, couple windows down from us.
The same looking at hits as Curielli came in leading the Florida State League with 36 hits. Right behind him is Yeager with 34. Now he has 35, so he has a chance to catch up to his teammate.
0-2 grounded sharply down the third baseline. This is foul.
We're having a night up here, aren't we?
Sure are.
So are they down on the field. Bases loaded again.
No.
How many times
tonight
have the no base rain has been loaded?
This is true. The 0-2 bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Bernal. Yeah, it's been a lot of quick-moving games under 2 hours for the most part down here at the A level, but I'm going to take the over tonight on that one. I hope you brought two subs with you. Ball and two strikes, bases loaded. The pitch from Cuenca. Breaking ball. This ball's crushed down the left field line. It is hooking foul into the bleachers just beyond the Hammerhead bullpen down the left field line.
Wow, these balls that are getting crushed in left field, they, just missing as far as homers here, but really getting crushed. There must be some wind out there in left. Or just a lot of power here at the plate.
1-2, jammed him, fouled out of play. A lot of foul balls, too. Guys fighting to stay alive. Adding to the pitch count, Cuenca's already up to, I'm going to say it's going to turn to 19 right now. But it could be 18. We'll do the 1-2 yet again from the bell. Cuenca delivers. Jammed him in on the hands. This one's flared into right center field. It falls into the... Actually made the catch is Joe. Play at the plate. He has gunned down at home plate. What a throw by Juan Ben Joe. Out in right field. 9-2 put out on the double play. And a big two outs right there for the Palm Beach Cardinals if they want to keep this deficit at four.
Wow, that's a great double play that Cho is such a big part of. It looked like it might drop in. He raced over, made the catch, and then quickly threw home, and it was just on the money.
I was going to say that ball is going to drop in the Bermuda Triangle out there in right center, but it hung up in the air probably longer than I thought it was.
Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda, and went in favor of the Cardinals.
Christian Rodriguez comes to the plate, nearly hits the helicopter flying over the stadium, ranging over his eye to Cernia, and this ball will drop in fair territory, just tucks it in the foul line. And it's going to be an RBI single right there.
Boy, halted up by, who is it out there, Caballero at second?
Caballero down to second right now.
Yeah, that. Trying to get that double there for Rodriguez. He already has a single.
Harrison Spahn will come to the plate. RBI sack fly in his last at-bat. First pitch breaking ball cued off the end of the bat. It's going to trickle foul down the first baseline. Approaching 8 o'clock here on the East Coast. Glad you're joining us. Yeah, I'm hungry, too, now. Used to have the stuff catered. No balls and a strike, two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 91 on the outer black. Spahn could not catch up to it. Quickly down to the count. No balls and two strikes. Already 12 hits for the Jupiter Hammerheads through three-plus innings. From the belt, Cuenca gets the one he wants, delivers, runner goes from second. This one's fouled back into our right, into the sweet level, and bounces down to a silver slugger right below his seat. Can he find it? No, he cannot. The 0-2 spin back, no throw by Cuenca. As Caballero retreats back. Caballero at second. Rodriguez over at first. The 0-2 tries to paint the fastball, called third strike, he does, to retire the side here in the bottom half of the fourth, but another crooked number put up, two spot for the Hammerheads. They lead 7-2. Lisa Fried back on the play-by-play coming up in the fifth.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Me encanta cocinar para mis nietos, y si pudiera...
Welcome back. We're in the top of the fifth inning. 7-2 lead for the Jupiter Hammerheads. First up for the Palm Beach Cardinals is Aya Desernia. He takes ball one. On the hill, Medina remains. He came in relief of De Jesus in his third inning of work here. The 1-0, that'll go low and away. Wow, we've got 17 hits on the board, 12 for the Hammerheads with 7 runs and an error, and 5 for the Cardinals, 2 runs and 1 error. So 7-2. Hard hit up the middle. Medina gloves it, underhands it to the first baseman Rodriguez, and Aya Desernia is retired for the third time tonight.
Old-fashioned pitcher still we got tonight.
The third baseman.
So that'll bring up Michael Curielli. Now his batting average is in the 300s. It started at 404 tonight. He's at 396, looking for his first hit tonight. Medina's trying to play devil's advocate, though, and goes inside for the strike right at the belt. Breaking ball at 72. Here's the 0-1. Goes hard at the hands and misses at 89. So Curielli struck out in the first and popped out in the third. Third time's a charm. Here's the 1-1. He'll give the ball a ride, but that will go out of play left side.
Yeah, got out in front of that one just a little bit. 74-mile-per-hour breaking ball. Curielli was probably expecting something different.
The 1-2 kick pitch outside, way outside. No way to doubt Garcia behind the plate with that one or the ABS. Nobu Yasuda is the umpire on the base pass. We haven't seen him. Have you seen?
No.
New umpire this season. Fly ball, right side. It'll be a pop-up, actually, that stays in the infield, called by Rodriguez. There's two down.
A tough night for Curielli at the dish, coming in with a 4-game hit streak, 15-game on-base streak. Entered the game first in the league in hits, like you were talking about earlier, but unable to get aboard so far tonight.
Yeah, leading the team in offensive categories and the league. And when I was looking and going through and highlighting as far as all these offensive numbers, a lot of Cardinals, a lot of pink that I was highlighting. And I think Curielli and Yeager are a big part of that. Foul ball off the bat of Bernal. So 0-1 with two outs. Quick work here for Medina so far.
Looking right now, you have 5 different colored highlighters. I only have 4. Which color am I missing? The green. That's
6. I have 6.
You got 6.
I have a purple, too. Swing and a miss. Yeah. yellow, orange, blue, green,
A, right?
purple, and
wow.
I found it. I know. Good usually, I just have like four, right? I splurged. Here's the 0-2 with two outs. Off the end of the bat to the right side. That'll go foul and keep Bernal safe at the plate for now. We're nearing the 8 o'clock mark here at the Dean and in the top of the fifth. So
the game should be over soon, is what
is
you're
saying. 6:30-ish start here. We're only halfway home, right? Here's the 0-2 breaking ball. Once again, popped up, might stay in, and instead it'll hit the concourse. And it'll bounce. Oh, we've got a silver slugger. He might not have won bingo tonight, but he does get a souvenir.
He didn't bobble it either. Good work with two hands.
I've been taking a look at this poster that we have right here. Wild Night Out. When's that? Are we going to be here? Are you going to be here for the Wild Night on May 27th here at the Dean? Another foul ball on the run is Rodriguez. He'll pull up because that'll go out of play. Gates open at 3 o'clock. First pitch at 4. It'll be a different start than on Saturday.
A wild
on the
night.
27th. A night dedicated to all things wild with our friends from Bush Wildlife Sanctuary. I'm assuming that's wild animals.
That's how you know we're getting old, because the wild night starts at first pitch, right? 4 p.m.
Outside, Renal lays off of it, and he chose well. So 1-2, he popped out of that like, oh, all right, I made the right call there. So the wilding starts early. The 1-2, and that'll miss outside and off the glove of Prater, the catcher. What kind of animals do you think they have? And it looks like we'll have some specialty jerseys with
like
wild animals
owls.
On it. Owls?
Some hawks, maybe.
They're not going to bring anything too wild, right?
I hope not.
Prowling the grounds here. We've got hammerheads here tonight. They're pretty wild. Here's the 2-2. That's chopped by the plate. So Bernal is... he is really trying to fight off the lefty on the hill. Bernal's a switch hitter, so he's batting from the right side.
Love seeing a switch hitting catcher. Reminds me of a former Met, Todd Hundley, back in the day. Remember him?
I remember Todd well. Here comes the pitch. Swing, hit hard, left side. Diving after it is McCants. He actually calls it and comes up with it and throws across the diamond. And he is spread eagle on the dirt. Now doing
that.
A few quick push-ups there. Because, yeah, that was a strong arm throw and a great job by McCants. Wow, let's give him some high fives, say the hammerheads. 1-2-3, Bernal fought it all off, too. But grounds out by fabulous play by the Hammerheads infielder. We'll head to the home half, 7-2. Hammerheads up.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Back in the home half with the Hammerheads up 7-2. First up for Jupiter, Prater, Hidalgo, and then Lewis. Cuenca remains on the hill. Fastball upstairs, and that'll just miss. ABS says that was just a hair off. Here's the 1-0, another hard throw by Cuenca, and that'll miss.
Oh.
High ball thrown by the catcher, too.
Making the pitcher work for that one.
Really? I would have let that go, right? Here's the 2-0. Have nobody on, might as well. I love Cuenca's glove. I know you mentioned it. It's powder blue. And it just goes because, you know, the jerseys that the Cardinals have, those powder blue ones.
Love it. It's my favorite color.
Here's the 2-1 at the knees for the strike. Cuenca's hat goes sideways. He straightens it up after he releases the pitch. The kick, the pitch. That one's a breaking ball inside. ABS says that's a strike three. Catching Prater looking. So he'll go down on strikes. 0-for-3 today as he hit into a double play in the first and then grounded out and now struck out. We mentioned there hasn't been very many strikeouts at all tonight. That's only strikeout number 3 for Jupiter.
Yeah, 3 aside for both.
I was just going to flip my scorebook over. I have 2, but I have to check that out. This ball's getting a ride into left. Going back is Aya Discernia. He twists, pulls up just short of the warning track, and makes the grab. So Hidalgo had a home run in his first at bat, and he was looking, trying to get home run number 2. It won't happen, though, here. Deep fly ball, and that's out number 2.
Yeah, we see his average dip all the way down to 333 now in the season. He's going to have to pick it up a little bit.
1-for-3 tonight. We're back up to the top of the order. Ian Lewis steps in. The switch hitter batting from the right side, facing the righty. Ball thrown. It bounces by the plate. So 1 ball, no strikes.
And Lewis aboard twice so far tonight. Pair of runs scored.
Here's the 1-0, chopped by the plate. I see I did miss a strikeout for the Hammerheads pitching on the Cardinals side. Now I'm going to have to look over everything.
I got you.
Who knows what else I've missed. Here's the 1-1, and that'll miss below the knees on Lewis. 2 down, infield playing straight away with the lefty at the plate. Slight shift with the second baseman closer to first than second. 3-1 is the count to Lewis.
Yeah, Carey Alley well off the line over there at third, probably 30 feet off the third base foul line.
The 3-1 hit on the ground and off of Jaeger. That'll deflect and have Lewis on first base for the third time tonight.
Yeah, tough play for Jaeger. He tried to field that short hop. Like they tell you, keep the ball in front of you, and he did. That was a bad late hop, caught him right on the chest.
Yeah, that was a tough play. Hit hard on the ground, and he did. He kept it in front of him. He's a, you know, a shortstop by nature and even played second base. So these corner positions that the Cardinals are having him at is a test of his, you know, defensive skills and his ability to quickly learn first and third. Last year, you know, we talked about how could he go undrafted. Guess what else? Last year, I have to double check, but
he only had one error.
Yeah. That's for a middle infielder. Unbelievable. Swing and a miss. You don't see that, right? Mm-hmm. The whole season. And it wasn't a COVID short season either.
I kind of knew where you were going.
Yeah, in the SEC, and it's not like you're playing some scrubs out there, right?
No.
Not at all, but unbelievable.
Watch your language, Lisa.
Well, you know, I'm sitting next to a Phillies fan here. The 1-1 throw down to second. That'll be off the mark as Moore, the shortstop, has to leap over the diving Lewis into second base. He was almost over at first base by the time he landed. That throw was not a good throw.
9 stolen base on the season for Ian Lewis down at second in 14 attempts. Do you mean Philly fans are passionate?
Here's the 2-1 swing and a miss. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. I know my partner likes to say deuces wild, right? I don't want to say it because I always like letting you say it. But I've heard it so much over the years, you know. Here's the 2-2 with 2 down. Runner going to third. Swing and a miss. That's it. Cuenca kisses the charmer's chain. And off we go to the 6th with the Hammerheads up 7-2. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything. Because she had easy access to a gun, I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Top of the sixth. Cardinals are sending McCants to the plate with a new pitcher on the hill.
It's like we got Brady Encarnacion out on the mound, the right-hander.
First pitch, hard hit and stabbed by Spahn. Whoa. These hammerheads infielders on the left side, some great plays. A great play to end the fifth.
Yeah, it was R.J. Yeager at the plate. Getting robbed again.
Second baseman number 7, Darlene.
Scoreboard a little late on that.
I was too. I was looking up the stats for the pitcher and then just looked up to glance. Breaking ball delivered. Moquette takes nothing and one to the second baseman.
Yeah, Encarnacion, 6'3", 185 pounds, is the 22-year-old. Appearing in his eighth game here so far this season. So far, so good. 1.54 ERA. 8 hits allowed and 11 and two-thirds innings pitched.
Moquette at the plate, going in on the hands is Encarnacion, and that'll be a foul tip into the screen behind home plate. Moquette 0-for-2 today with 2 ground outs.
Pretty good numbers, 16 strikeouts and 11-plus innings of work, only 2 walks, opponents hitting 186 off the right-hander, who does have a couple saves so far.
Encarnacion delivers, and there's a laser into the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Everybody's up hitting the deck. It's a foul ball, though, so no balls, 2 strikes to Moquette. Pitch at the end of his bat into the glove of Spahn again. He's getting all the work at it short.
A lot of action coming his way, and offense kind of being stymied here in the past few frames for both teams.
Yeah, the Cardinals scored their 2 runs back in the second. They almost batted around that inning. 4 hits, couple of runs. There was an error. They left 3 on base at the plate. It's Wonbin Cho.
Yeah, Cho's boosted his batting average, 23 points so far tonight with a pair of singles.
The 0-1, and that'll miss outside, so 1-1. 2 down. Cardinals down by 5. We're in the 6th inning here at the Dean. They kick the pitch, and that will miss outside and low.
At this point, if you're the Redbirds, you just need to chip away.
In the bottom of the 5th, that's the only inning that the Hammerheads have not scored a run here tonight. Strike delivered. They scored 3 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, and 2 more in the 4th. The 2-2 swing and a miss, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. Down go the Cardinals. We'll head to the home half with the Hammerheads up 7-2 here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly.
Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For the Hammerheads here in the bottom of the sixth, it's Sanoa, Caballero, and Roberts. We've got a new reliever as I lose my voice, so I'll let Brian tell you who the reliever is for the Cardinals.
It's going to be Tanner Jacobson as the first pitch comes in. 6'1", 190, the 23-year-old out of Pittsburgh, PA. 10th round pick by the Redbirds back in the 2022 draft.
I think I've recovered now. Might need that cough button. That was a curveball, and now the second pitch delivered, and that'll hit foul by the plate.
Jacobson appearing in his eighth game. Kind of a rough start so far. 6.23 ERA in these seven games so far. 9 hits allowed and 8 2/3 innings pitched to this point. 10 strikeouts, 7 costly walks. Opponents hitting .281 off the new right-hander, Tanner Jacobson.
Sanoa at the plate. Am I losing my voice? He's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and has also scored 2 runs in between, popped up to the shortstop. That was back in the second. Pitch delivered. Sanoa takes 1-2 the count.
That's what happens when you have 2 teenagers in the house. Sometimes
I'm always yelling, right? They would tell you that I'm always yelling at them. And that's why my daughter, who's graduating on Monday, is going to Ohio State. She's going to become a Buckeye as far away as possible,
feats,
right?
Don't fail me now, she said.
Yes. 2-2 is the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Sanoa goes down swinging. That's out number one here for the Hammerheads. Jorge Caballero with the big bat is coming to the plate. He's a perfect 2-for-2 tonight. Has driven in 2, and last time up in the fourth, he walked.
And the guy just finds a way to get on base.
Jacobson delivers the strike, so that's at 93, showing Caballero what he has tonight. As boy, look at that 4.12 average for the hitter. Off the end of the bat into right, and he is aboard once again here tonight for his third single of the night, a perfect 3-for-3.
Well, if you tune in tomorrow night, there's a good chance don't expect Jorge Caballero in the lineup. He might be
there's a lot of
up.
Changes, and I what mean, did we hear before the game is Yuri Perez, who was once a Hammerhead with us, is headed to the big leagues. On Friday, he'll get his first big league start.
We saw him
amazing.
When he was 19, maybe 18, if I'm correct.
Yeah, he was very young, and just we knew right away.
Yeah,
I mean, He just blew everyone away, and we're like, no, don't leave. We want to watch you all season, right? 1-1, no strikes. Roberts takes the first pitch, 1 out, runner at first. Here is pitch number 2, swing and a miss.
I mean, we said the same thing to each other when we saw Sandy Alcantara down here.
Yeah, you can name quite a few, you know, then like Jordan Walker, who cannot believe is not in the big leagues right now.
Nolan
because
Gorman.
Yes, Nolan's there right now trying to help the Cardinals. Some of those guys, they just come in and look like big leaguers.
You just kind of tell.
Curveball for the strike.
Or even Mason Wynn over at shortstop. I remember seeing him down here pretty much developmental league. It's a low A ball, but he had a laser on him from shortstop.
Amazing. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss. That will sit down Roberts. So Sanoa went down swinging, then Caballero, he stuck his bat out and really went with the pitch into right. But Roberts, he'll strikeout swinging here. There's two down that'll bring up Christian Rodriguez, who, you know, much like Caballero, is having a night tonight, as Rodriguez, a lefty at the plate, has two singles, a triple, scored a run, and has driven in a run. Strike, though, delivered to Jacobson.
Yeah, Rodriguez came into tonight's ballgame hitting .226. His average is now .268.
Wow, 40-some.
Man.
Jump right there. Throw to first base, and it gets by Yeager, but he'll track it down, and Caballero is like, I'm going to stay here, but
it went in the
dugout. It went in the dugout, so yeah, he'll take second base. That was tough. Not a good throw over to first.
Yeah, Yeager was racing over to the dugout like a squirrel looking for a nut.
Trying to stop it anyway, right?
Yeah, and it just couldn't get there quick enough.
Another error for the Cardinals. They have three tonight. They almost have more errors than they do hits, and they have more errors than they have runs.
That's two on Yeager so far tonight. You got to interview someone different tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but he's been on base.
This is true.
That's all that mattered. That's what we were looking at. He'll be okay. He's not getting those aren't good throws over there. And then the that was a tough play at first that they gave him the error. Swing and a miss. That'll end the inning here. So Jacobson said, hey, I don't know what you guys are doing behind me, but I'm taking care of the guys at the plate. Down go the Hammerheads, the second inning that they have come up scoreless, but they still have the lead, 7-2 for Jupiter, as we go to the top of the seventh here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We're back here, top of the seventh, 7-2 score. Hammerheads lead here in game two of the six-game set. 8-9-1 due up. For the Redbirds, Brody Moore would lead things off, followed by Adonson Cruz, and then back to the top of the order, Chris Rotondo due up. Brady Encarnacion back out for his second inning to work, third pitcher for the Hammerheads so far tonight. The first pitch to Moore, breaking ball, has to back him off the plate. Counts 1-0. Moore 1-for-2 with an RBI single so far tonight. He'll lay off the 1-0 breaking ball, just clips the outside corner for a called strike one looking.
We mentioned that the Marlins won earlier today. Now the Cardinals are leading the Cubs 2-0.
1-1, healthy cut, swing and a miss.
Top of the third at Wrigley.
That's on my bucket list. I've never been there.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, yeah, go check it out. Just one of those old ballparks. Lots of tradition.
The 1-2. Breaking ball misses wide.
The only thing is, you know, sometimes these ballparks get some added additions or improvements that modernize it. And then all those fans that used to be able to watch games for free.
2-2. Fouled back. Yep. In the,
right from their apartments. Yep. You know, right from the buildings and the rooftops.
I wonder what it cost to live there. It probably adds to the value.
There was probably like some kind of fee. It definitely added to the value. Definitely.
Especially nowadays.
Always cold there at Wrigley.
2-2. Tries to paint the fastball. He does on the outside edge, much to the chagrin of Moore. He's retired on strikes for the first out here in the top half of the seventh.
I grew up going to Old Municipal Stadium, Cleveland Stadium, when I was really little. And it was always cold there, the wind swirling around off the lake. And Wrigley is much like that, that the wind swirls around and it's very cold.
First pitch to Cruz. This one's driven out to right field. Coming in hard is Roberts. He will make the running catch from right field for the second out. You were probably a fan of the movie Major League, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. We talked about it being a wild night out coming up. Wild thing. Maybe he'll make an appearance on May 27th.
Chris Rotondo will stride to the plate, back to the top of the order for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch, fastball 92, misses wide. Rotondo reached on a walk back in the second, extending his on-base streak. 1-0 breaking ball catches the heart of the plate.
And what else do they want us to plug here tonight? Golf night is coming up, presented by Drive Shack on June 29th. So that's a ways away.
1-1 misses down low.
This is for the younger crowd, I guess, because or older, whichever way you want to look at it, because the first pitch is at 6:30 on that Thursday, and not, you know, like we talked about, the 4 o'clock for the wild.
I'll be awake. 2-1 lays off down and away.
Golf night is always fun here because they give away a lot of, you know, free rounds of golf and accessories, and that's what they're doing again this year, prizes throughout the game. And guess what? This is something you might like because it'll be Thirsty Thursday, too.
A new putter?
Oh, yeah.
After my last round. 3-1, Rotondo lays off. He's aboard for the second time tonight. A pair of walks. Two-out base runner that'll bring up Alex Iadesernia to the plate.
But I will always remind you, Brian, even when you are hard on yourself with your golf game, that it wasn't too long ago that you were texting and sending us about your hole-in-one.
Yes.
You know, that's not easy to get.
We talked about squirrels earlier, and even a blind squirrel finds a nut. That's much like my golf game. First pitch to Iadesernia. He swings over the top, down and away.
You'll always have the hole-in-one.
Yeah. And I had witnesses, too, which helps. You never want to do that by yourself. The 0-1. Iadesernia will drive this out to center field. Playable for Sanoa. He ranges over towards left center, and he will make the catch for the final out to retire the side. Here in the top half of the seventh, stretch time here at the Dean on a beautiful Silver Slugger night. Hammerheads lead 7-2. You're listening to Brian Loftus and the Queen of Diamonds, Lisa Pride, here on the Roger Dean Chevrolet Radio Network.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Home half of the seventh, Lisa and I got our calisthenics in. After that, stretch time 7, 8, and 9. Due up, Harrison Spahn will lead things off against Tanner Jacobson, back out for his second inning of work in relief. He'll start Spahn out with the first pitch, breaking ball in for a called strike one looking. 7 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Jupiter. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for Palm Beach. The 0-1 swing and a miss, fooled badly on that breaking ball.
I have a feeling both of these teams are going to trade, you know, wins back and forth here to, you know, this series. Pretty even match.
This ball is lined out to center, playable for Adonson Cruz, heading back towards the warning track. He will make the catch shy of the 400-foot sign out in straightaway center for a loud first out. To start things out here in the home half of the seventh. Yeah, Hammerheads fell in the series opener last night 7-2. And we flipped the script and now they lead 7-2. As Sam Prater will stride to the plate 0-for-3 so far tonight. Struck out in his last at bat. First pitch, he lays off the fastball 93 on the outer edge for ball one.
Both teams are, you know, have some very impressive prospects on.
Especially offensively.
Mm-hmm.
The 1-0 misses off the plate.
And I think the Cardinals have a little edge of the pitching prospects, too.
The righty Jacobson lines from the first base side of the rubber. The 2-0 fastball misses high in the zone. 3-0 to Prater, looking for his first hit on the season, playing in his first game on the year with Jupiter so far tonight. He'll take the 3-0 right down Main Street for a called strike one. And here comes the cowbell with Hammy the Hammerhead.
He's been kind of quiet tonight.
Yeah, he doesn't have a reason to play the cowbell with the Hammerheads up 5 right now. 3-1, chasing at bat, ball 4 upstairs in the zone. Count runs full as a right-hander begins to loosen along the third base side for Jupiter. The payoff pitch, breaking ball. Prater wisely lays off. He's aboard for the first time tonight. Third walk issued by the Cardinal pitching staff so far this evening. Sorry, mark at 4. He's never good at algebra. We talked about that earlier tonight. Renny Hidalgo will step to the plate. It's kind of cooled off since his first at-bat. Homered in his first at-bat of the season, in fact, back in the second. He'll lay off the first pitch down in the zone for ball one. Prater leads from first, the 1-0, check swing. Did he go around? Yes, says home plate umpire Kenny Garcia. You ever see that Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell and the Blue Oyster Cult?
I don't think so.
The Don't Fear the Reaper song.
Oh,
need more cowbell.
Yes, yes, yes.
The 1-1 in for a called strike two.
I just got a notification. I can't wait to watch this. It said, they said video watching Yuri Perez getting the call, you know, getting
the manager
telling him that he is going to be starting and getting his first big league start.
Don't you love
seeing
this?
Can't wait to see that, yeah. I like how they have the hidden cameras now, so you can really see the reaction.
They did it with a Pirates player this year. I forget the name. I'm drawing a blank. 2-2 pitch comes in. Lays off. It was the 31-year-old career minor leaguer for the Pirates.
Yeah, that was great. I love watching those videos.
3-2, 1-out. Runner goes. Breaking ball misses down and away. Back-to-back walks issued by Tanner Jacobson here with 1 out. It'll put runners at first and second as the Hammerheads look to try to tack on a few more insurance runs here in the 7-2 ball game in the bottom half of the seventh.
I was able to talk to Yuri this spring training, and he was very, like, that was his goal. He talked about it. He wanted to break camp with the Marlins, and he had Sandy that he was just hanging on to. Like, Sandy's like his father, you know, his father figure that he really just followed around, learned so much during spring training. So it is going to be exciting to see those two together in the big leagues.
It always seems like the Marlins just, same with the Tampa Bay Rays, they just dole out good pitching staffs one after another. You know, may he rest in peace, Jose Fernandez. Go down the list. Alcantara, obviously, Cy Young Award winner. Go all the way back to Josh Beckett.
And we've got Carson Milbrandt here this year, and I watched him in spring training back on the backfield, and it was just very early on when they were doing, like, inner squad and having the coaches that were there watching, and there were 4, like, big league coaches and really, like, Terry Collins and different guys that were here with the Marlins.
Lewis is going to drive this one out to center. Getting spun around briefly is Cruz. He composes himself and makes the catch right at the knees for a big second out here.
Everyone was so impressed by Milbrandt. So he's someone to look, you know, here on the Hammerheads roster when you talk about that Marlins pitching that – it was just so easy. And then everyone would check the radar gun. They're like, what? You know, it was like high 90s. And he just made it look so easy. It was like he was throwing, you know, like not putting anything behind it, but just could get like, you know, high 90s.
Jordan McCann's at the plate having himself quite the night. He'll foul the first pitch at the plate in and out of the glove of the catcher. Bernal counts no balls and a strike here with two outs. Two men on. Prater leads from second. Hidalgo from first. Jacobson the high set. The 0-1. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt, blocked by Bernal. Gets away from him briefly, but not far enough for Prater to advance from second. Three hits on the evening for McCants, all singles. It's an RBI and a run scored. Came in with a 226 average, has it up to 244 currently. The 1-1. Tries to paint the fastball on the outside corner. He does. Counts a ball and two strikes. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. The 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball never broke. And the deuces are wild, Lise.
Hey, there you go.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two men on. Any other twos out there? The next pitch swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Bernal for the final out to retire the side here in the home half of the seventh. Hammerheads turned away. They leave two men on. No runs, no hits, no errors. We're going to the eighth. 7-2, Jupiter.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top half of the eighth, 7-2.
First.
Hammerheads lead. 7 runs on 13 hits and an error. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors. For the Palm Beach Cardinals. Heart of the order due up for the Redbirds as they try to claw their way back into this one. Michael Curiale coming to the plate. So far, 0-3. Looking to extend his on-base streak as he's finally seen his average drop below 400. That's a way to get on base, however, as he'll take the first pitch from the new pitcher, Nathaniel Polanco. Right on the hip. Any way to get on, right?
That's the way to do it, right? If you're struggling at the plate, and Curiale has been tonight. So Polanco, though, you don't want to do that with your first pitch. He's a righty, 6'1", 170 from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic.
Well, just like that, Curiale extends his on-base streak to 16 games as the switch-hitting Leonardo Bernal comes in, batting from the left-hand side. This pitch is going to go in and out of the glove of Prater, advancing down to second as Curiale, and I think Prater may have gotten crossed up right there. It's been a long day, I know, Lisa.
Polanco is 1-0 on the season, 3.38 ERA. This is his fifth game with the Cardinals. Actually, the Hammerheads.
A little excuse me swing fouled at the plate.
8 innings of work, and he has struck out 6. Opponents only batting 185.
Usually they say a yawn is contagious, but I did not catch
you
did
that
not
one. Yawn
I did not catch that one.
You were looking away just enough.
Curiale from second. Polanco from the belt. Next pitch, Mrs. Hine upstairs.
Just a couple more weeks of school.
Yeah.
Just a couple more weeks. Then I probably won't get any sleep anyways.
As a ball comes in from the bullpen.
I don't think I've slept in 18 years. The days when my husband played and we would, and I worked in sports too, so I always worked late. And and so the days of waking up at 11.
2-1 misses well wide, just a bit outside, and it's going to go all the way to the backstop.
You know, getting up, I remember going to the gym or during the season.
What's a gym?
Going to lunch at 1, you know. Gosh.
Well, you're kicking one kid out, so you now, just got one
more
to get
rid 11 of. O'clock, it feels like my day has been over already.
It looks like the trainers are going to come out and check on Nathaniel Polanco after just, what was it, 5 pitches so far?
Yeah, after.
Hopefully the scoreboard can tell us. It is a new scoreboard we have out there. Pair of new scoreboards, I should say.
Brand new this spring training. We'll have a brand new ballpark. Probably not next year, but, you know, the year after. I heard that finally we might start some demolition here at the Dean. It's coming up. It was supposed to be in the spring. Then they said, oh, as soon as the season started. It looks like that'll be it for Polanco.
Yeah, Polanco's going to be removed from this ball game. Did not quite look like himself, as we're going to have a new pitcher coming out to the mound. We're going to send you to a brief commercial break as a lefty comes out. Here in a 7-2 score at the Dean.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel.
Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, oh, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're back here, top half of the eighth. Evan Taylor has finished his warm-up tosses in relief of Natanael Polanco, who was removed because of injury. Crowd has quieted down. Lefty on righty matchup. The 3-1 to Bernal, who resumes his at-bat, is fouled behind the plate, third base side off the dugout of the Jupiter Hammerheads.
We've got E.T. on the hill, 6'4", 250. The 23-year-old lefty is from Florence, Alabama.
Payoff pitch. E.T. does not phone home. He walks Bernal. It'll put runners at the corners with Cariali still down at third. And the first two base runners aboard as the Cardinals, down five in this ball game, have R.J. Yeager coming to the plate, 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored tonight.
Taylor was drafted last year by the Marlins in round number 9 out of Arkansas.
The Razorback trying to get out of a jam here. Lefty on righty matchup. Yeager waggling his bat. Crouched stance at the plate, I should say. Little tongue twister.
They're all tongue twisters tonight.
They really are. First pitch misses at the shoe tops, counts 1-0.
Taylor's 1-1 on the season, 2.61 ERA. This is his 10th game here with the Hammerheads. In 10 and a third innings, he has struck out 16.
The 1-0, same pitch, has Yeager corkscrewing over home plate. Counts 2 balls and 0 strikes, hitters count. Kind of a sidewind arm delivery by the lefty Taylor. Almost a three quarters, if you will. The 2-0 misses down and in right at the shoe tops.
Taylor faced the Cardinals back on April 6th. Pitched one inning, allowed a hit, a run. It was earned, hit a batter, and struck out a batter.
3-0. Taken the whole way as Yeager. It's right down the heart of the plate for a called strike one looking.
12 strikeouts in 7 1/3 innings in April.
Yeager with 25 RBIs so far this year. He'll lay off the 3-1. It'll load the bases here with nobody out. And the Cardinals threatening here in their top half of the eighth.
So RJ aboard for the third time tonight in 4 tries.
That'll bring up Darlin Moquette to the plate, looking to reach base for the first time tonight. So far 0-for-3. He's put the ball in play in all 3 plate appearances. Lined out to short in his last at-bat back in the 6th. The first pitch from Taylor. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, says base umpire Nobu Yasuta, who is positioned right behind the pitcher's mound, not necessarily the best angle to call a check swing on, but he calls it nonetheless. Counts 0-1. Taylor from the belt. The pitch. Check swing. No appeal on this one. It looked virtually like the same check swing as the first pitch. Counts 1-1. Scoreboard says 2-0, however. I'm going to stick with 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Misses low. And we'll wait for home plate umpire Kenny Garcia to correct everyone upstairs in the booth as he signals 2 balls and 1 strike.
Taylor is the 5th pitcher today for the Hammerheads.
The 2-1. Chopped. Foul. Third base side. Fielded by Gary Kendall, third base coach and manager for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
All right, Gary.
He used 2 hands.
He's getting his workout in there.
approaching 9 o'clock here on a late Wednesday evening.
Remember when 9 o'clock used to be early?
Right.
Back in those 3.5-hour, 4-hour games.
2-2 misses wide. Count runs full. Runners will be moving on the pitch. Cariello from third, Bernal from second, Yeager from first, nobody out. The payoff pitch. Chopped right side. Going to be playable for Lewis. He's going to get the out at second. No throw down to first as busting it down the line was Mo Kep. Curry Alley comes in to score. Cardinals chipping away. It's now a 7-3 ball game as it'll put runners at the corners here with one out. That's what you call a productive out.
Yeah, Moquette driving in the run. Run number three here for the Cardinals. They have not scored since the second inning.
Lefty-on-lefty matchup. Juan Bencho at the plate lays off the breaking ball down and away for ball one. Pair of hits so far tonight for Cho. He's 2-for-3. With a run scored, he did strike out in his last at-bat.
Come on, catcher. Help him out.
Silver Slugger. It's getting so late, the Silver Sluggers are turning into the Thirsty Thursday crowd.
I was just thinking that.
The 1-0, this one's flared down the left field line. It's going to go in for a base hit. It's going to be an RBI single for Juan Bencho. His third single of the ball game. Bernal comes in to score. Stopping at second is Moquette. And the Cardinals threatening here in the top half of the eighth. They have a two spot. And it's now a 7-4 ball game.
Well, we know the Cardinals can score runs. It's just a matter of getting it, you know, stringing it all together and hopefully not running out of innings.
That'll bring up Brody Moore to the plate. He has an RBI tonight back in his first at bat. He bats from the right hand side. He'll take the first pitch fastball. He lays off on the outer corner for ball one. Moore 1-for-3 tonight. Struck out looking in his last at bat. Represents the tying run at the plate. The 1-0. Fouled, cued off the end of the bat and off the catcher's mitt all the way to the backstop. Just 6 hits so far tonight for the Palm Beach Cardinals. They found a way to draw some walks. They now have 5 so far. Finding a way to get men on base. The 1-1, Moore lays off on the outer edge. I haven't heard anybody yell bingo so far tonight.
I haven't heard any bingo call-outs lately.
We should do that one night. Just yell it out.
Just yell it out.
It's publicity. You know, it might get more people to listen to
us. We might get a free toaster.
Yeah.
That's what I heard they used to give out, toasters.
Toasters, huh?
And then the Silver Slugger grumbled about it, so I don't know what they give out anymore.
Toaster? All right. Fair enough. they'll give away anything they can find, I guess. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like a good toaster, but the 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball. Filthy freezes Moore. What a filthy pitch by Evan Taylor. That started in the batter's box on the opposite side of Moore and came right across home plate. I want your opinion on this. Do you call it the left-handed batter's box or the right-handed batter's box? You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. I don't call it either one.
Yeah, so that's why I said the opposite side of the batter's box.
Yeah. Because if it's just a batter's box, and then either you can be on the left side or the right side. I guess that's where.
The left batter's box or right batter's box. That's probably what I should say. It can confuse people.
Well, if you say it's a left-handed hitter or a right-handed hitter,
yeah,
then
right-handed
they kind of
batter's
figure
box. Yeah, all right. So that would be the left side. And
yeah.
The left-handed batter's box would be the right side. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. 0-1. Another backdoor breaking ball cued off the end of the bat.
I think people get confused when we're watching the game, and so you have the left side, right side, but then when it's
balls hit
the
to the
players
left.
Are
yeah.
hitting, or I mean, the players are out there. They're going to their left or right, which is opposite. And yeah,
like balls hit to Sanoa's right, and they think it's, you know, the 0-2. This game's getting long.
<I know. laughs>
look at us old people up here. The 0-2 misses wide.
I think that's fascinating how football play-by-play announcers describe it. And they used to, back in the day, say, you know, from they talk about the dials, the left side of, you know, the radio dial or whatever, which doesn't exist anymore, right?
The 1-2 backdoor breaking ball, swing and a miss. Cruz laid on it on the outside edge for the final out to retire the side. But the Redbirds do chip away at the lead. They put up a 2-spot. They now trail by 3-7-4. We head to the home half of the 8th here at the Dean.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but...
Speaking of corny dad jokes, Brian Loftus back here with Lisa Pride. Heart of the order, 3, 4, and 5 due up. Sanoa shows bunt. He pulls back. It's taken for ball one. Yeah, shenanigans aplenty up here in the booth as... Also, a couple of future geriatrics up here in the booth, Brian Loftus and Lisa Pride.
You know... You're talking about earlier about shenanigans now and then earlier about the hot dog throwing the food fight. You don't see the Silver Sluggers doing that here.
No,
they get those free hot dogs and they hang on to them, right?
If they got free hot dogs,
they should. It's part of the package.
Well, throw one up here if you're not going to eat it, folks. Counts 3 balls and no strikes.
I think they eat them right away. They get a hot dog, a drink.
3-0, 4-pitch walk issued. To Javier Sanoa. Yeah, new pitcher out on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Who do we got, Lisa?
Chandler Arnold, a 23-year-old, is a righty, 6'2", 189, drafted last year in the 13th round out of Dallas Baptist.
It's now 6 walks issued by the Palm Beach Cardinal pitching staff, and certainly don't want to have this guy at the plate with a man on base. Jorge Caballero has been on base all 4 plate appearances. He'll take the first pitch. In for a called strike one, looking. 3 singles, a walk, a pair of RBIs to Caballero. Now hitting .419. Runner goes from first. The pitch, he lays off. Not sure where that missed. And you said the ABS is working tonight.
Maybe they measured it wrong.
I wonder if they turned
every player, every
the
hitter
switch
gets,
off on that.
Yeah, it gets measured. Maybe. You know, the internet not working. Who knows?
Yeah. The 1-1. Breaking ball jams him out on the hands. Counts 1-2.
You figure that's internet-based, right? Maybe they're hardwired in because
maybe.
That has to be. There's an app for it.
There's an app for everything. 1-2. Misses wide off the glove of Bernal. It's going to go all the way to the backstop. Sanoa will move down to third. Sanoa doesn't get credit for a stolen base on that pitch, but on the previous one, he did swipe his 12th stolen base in 15 attempts so far this season.
Arnold on the hill is 0-1, looking for his first win of the season. Not tonight, but hopefully eventually. Well, you never know, right? 5 games, 4 innings pitched, and has struck out 8.
Sanoa's going to foul this back off the sweet level. It's going to carry him off the sweet level and all the way back down to the first row. That was a nice carom. 2-2 yet again. This one's grounded up the middle through the legs of the base umpire, Nobu Yasudo, and past the diving glove of Brody Moore as he was kind of screened on that play. It's going to be an RBI single for Jorge Caballero, his third RBI of the ballgame, and Jupiter padding their lead once again. It's now an 8-4 ballgame.
Talking about padding, Caballero is padding that batting average of his. What is it now?
It was 419 going into that at bat. He came in at 398.
Four singles tonight.
You got to figure he's up around the 420 range right now.
Three ribbies.
First pitch to Brett Roberts.
That's why he's in the number four spot.
In for a called strike. Roberts would like to borrow one of those hits from Caballero tonight. He's hitless 0-4 with a pair of strikeouts. From the belt, Arnold delivers, bounces in the dirt. Bernal blocks it and won't be able to retrieve it in time as Caballero will trot down to second rather easily. 14 hits now on the evening for Jupiter. Here in this commanding 8-4 lead, Cardinals tried clawing back. They did in their top half of the frame, but looking to get an out here are the Redbirds. Next pitch fouled at the plate.
Caballero has hit almost every year as a professional baseball player. Last year with the Hammerheads in 74 games, batted 290.
1-2, fouled back.
And then in, get so much time off with COVID and everything, but it's been a while, and batted 300 with the Gulf Coast League, the Complex League team here. That was 2018, so 2 years.
1-2, fouled at the plate.
2 years off and came back swinging, right?
Bottom of the eighth, 8-4 score. Cardinals will have the top of the order due up in the top half of the ninth. They're trying to keep this deficit here at four, give themselves a chance. Caballero leads from second. The 1-2 misses down.
Hammerheads were held scoreless for three innings tonight. Not in this inning, though.
No. Coming in a game behind the Palm Beach Cardinals in the standings. This one's going to bounce in the dirt. It's going to get away from Bernal, who looked pretty solid through the first six innings, blocking balls and stuff, but so far in the seventh and the eighth is it let a few get past that I'm sure he wants back. Infield in on the grass here with nobody out. Arnold gets the one he wants from Bernal, the 3-2. Swung on, this wall is roped into left field for a base hit. Coming in to score is Caballero. It's an RBI single for Brett Roberts, his first hit of the ballgame. Hammerheads now lead 9-4 here in the bottom half of the eighth.
Solid hit as Roberts. He went up and got that fastball upstairs.
And here's the funny part, too. If the infield is not drawn in, Brody Moore back in his natural position at shortstop, he probably, good chance he leaps and makes that catch.
Just a liner into his glove then.
Christian Rodriguez will stride to the plate, batting from the left-hand side. 3-for-4 effort tonight by the first baseman. Waggles his bat off his shoulder. The first pitch, healthy cut, swing and a miss as Roberts broke for second, slid head first. Got his dirty jersey. Mom won't have to clean it tonight, though. Somebody else is paid to do that. Yeah, you're going to have less laundry to do now. I'm sure you're stoked about that.
Who else asking me, my daughter? Can I bring my laundry home?
0-1, swing and a miss.
From Ohio? No. How?
I think they have washing machines on campus, Noel. 0-2, pickoff throw to first, back safely, head first is Roberts.
Luckily, I taught both my kids how to wash their clothes early on. So the only problem is when they wait till 10 o'clock at night.
You're still awake,
guess,
right?
Who has to stay awake to make sure they get dry?
0-2 breaking ball misses right at the shoe tops.
Rodriguez trying to match Caballero hit by hit as he has three hits, working on hit number four here at the plate.
1-2, runner goes. This one's skied out of the stadium, left side.
McCants is the other one in the lineup here for the Hammerheads that has three hits. Look at Cho for the Cardinals. He has a three-hit night.
Yeah, bouncing back, too, coming in with an average under 200 in this ballgame. 1-2, foul tipped, held on to by Bernal. A big first out for Arnold here. Second strikeout of the evening for Rodriguez, despite his three-hit performance. Harrison Spahn will stride to the plate. 0 for 2. Sack fly RBI. Back in the third, he'll lay off the first pitch fastball upstairs for ball one.
Well, you mentioned Thirsty Thursday. That's coming up, in a few hours,
did
right?
I?
And then on Friday, it's Nurse Appreciation Night. Saturday is Take Me Out to the Vineyard.
The 1-0 jammed him. This ball should be two, and it's going to be bobbled by Darlin Moquette. That ball had a lot of English on it, as it was flared just behind the pitcher's mound and second base. Moquette was there to cover it, but when the ball landed, it just took a hard right turn. Bounced away from him. It stayed in the infield. It'll put runners at first and second, bringing up Sam Prater to the plate. Yeah, I was surprised Spahn even made contact with it, as it was high and inside. The first pitch to Prater, check swing. He did not go around. And the appeal given, and I am correct, he did not go around. Trying to influence the base umpire. Wonder if they're listening. The 1-0. This ball's roped to shortstop, picked on one hop. This could be two. Moore, Moquette, Yeager, 6-4-3. Filthy play by Brody Moore, staying down on that ball and starting the double play, 6-4-3. We're going to the ninth. Lisa Pride taking over play-by-play here at the Dean.
First, I hold my hands out like they're on a steering wheel. Then I look over my shoulder. One, okay, cool guy. Two, three times. Next, I put it in reverse. Meep, meep, meep. Then I take it up and down, up, up and down. And that, kiddos, is called the forklift.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now that's dancing. Sure beats flossing.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We are in the top of the ninth inning here at the Dean. It's the duel at the Dean, and so far the Cardinals have won game one, and the Hammerheads are reversing it and winning right now 9-4. They're trying to take game two here. The Cardinals down to their last three outs. We've got Evan Taylor back on the hill for the Hammerheads. He came in relief last inning as Nathaniel Polanco pitched to one batter and then came out with injury. Inside, Taylor catching the quarter on Rotundo. So no balls and one strike as the wind whips up in right field. Six hits for the Cardinals, four runs, and the telling sign, though, too, is the four errors.
Yeah.
Another strike, and then look at that. Telling sign number two, 15 hits for the Hammerheads. Big number nine runs. They've got an error, though, here tonight, too. Nothing and two. Lefty on righty matchup. Taylor delivers, and it's a 1-2-3 swing and a miss. Rotundo going down on strikes. That's out number one. So Alex Iadesurnia, the lefty, will face the lefty on the hill. He's looking for his first hit of the night. 0-4 today. That, you know, we're looking at all the hits, the three-hit nights, the four-hit nights, and that hurts when you have that 0-4. Iadesurnia takes the first pitch strike.
It's got to be a tough angle for a left-handed hitter facing Taylor, who kind of almost delivers that ball from literally first base, dips down three quarters.
That really came across like a sweeper, too. Off the end of the bat, couple of hops, backhanded by the shortstop. Spahn throws in time, and that's out number two as Iadesurnia grounds out. Two down, Michael Curielli will step up to the plate. The third baseman is 0-3 today. Couple of pop-outs. Struck out, was hit by a pitch, and scored a run for the Cardinals.
Yeah, he extended his on-base streak to 16 with the hit-by-pitch, looking to extend his hitting streak to 5 here.
Strike delivered. It's like 78-80, and that looks like a sweeper the way it's coming across, you know, vertically across the plate.
It's almost like playing wiffle ball against your brothers in the backyard.
No fair, right? Here's the 0-1. Another strike. Whoa, only strikes being thrown by Evan Taylor here in the ninth. He wants to end his time on the mound here tonight with a bang.
It's almost proof in the pudding that you don't need to overpower guys, much like Greg Maddux back in the day. If you've hit your spots and you're deceptive enough, you'll have a spot in this game.
So true. So very true. Two down. 0-2. Taylor from the stretch. Delivers, swing, chopper. Coming back, hits the mound. Behind him is Spahn. He can't come up with it, though. And that has Curiel at first base. That looks like an infield hit,
yeah,
do you think?
Extends his on base for five games. I respect the effort right there by Evan Taylor, throwing his glove behind his back to try and make almost a Cliff Lee-type play.
That would have been amazing by both fielders, yeah. By the pitcher, as you're describing it right there, as you, like you said, you know, trying to get his glove on it, backhanded behind as it hits off the mound, and then Spahn running behind him, nearly picking it up. Hard hit, once again, up the middle, off the glove, the mound, Spahn there, and he can't get it, but Lewis does, but that's back-to-back infield hits here.
I think the Cardinals, it took them 8 innings, but they figured out the trick in this ballgame. Just hit the ball right off the mound, and they'll find a way to get on base, because that's twice,
there's
like you said.
There's always a way. There's always a way. And those, you know, two with shifts on might not have been hits at all, but here they are today. Two down, two hits, back-to-back, runners at first and second, and R.J. Yeager's at the plate. Check swing, did he go? No, he didn't. One ball, no strikes.
Well, therein lies the problem. If the mound wasn't there, Lisa, this...
Or flatter, right? No rubber. One ball, no strikes, two outs. RJ at the plate. He's batting .333 on the season. Here's the pitch. Hard hit on the ground to the right side. Bobbled by the second baseman. Here comes the runner around third, standing up and scoring. And with two outs, the Cardinals tack on a run here in the top of the ninth. So you wanted a 1-2-3 inning, did you, Hammerhead fans? Not to be with the Cardinals, the first-place Cardinals. They're not ready to relinquish that title so quickly. So Yeager drives in a run here in the ninth.
I have to interview him more often.
We've got runners at the corners. Moquette at the plate. The lefty Taylor looking the runner back. RJ at first, then delivers. Moquette takes it for the strike. You think the ABS is off?
I don't know.
Maybe there's been a slight readjustment from inning one to inning two. We've got some action in the bullpen for the Hammerheads right now. Taylor delivers. Hard hit left side. Picked up by McCants. He'll throw to first for out number three. The Cardinals put up a fight here in the top of the ninth. Actually pick up a run. put some runners aboard, but will go away with the loss here tonight as the Hammerheads win 9-5. So trading wins and losses, trading first place and second place too, right?
Absolutely.
So we are headed to a break as we'll come back real quickly with a game recap. But once again, the Hammerheads win 9-5 in game number 2 here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Welcome back to our post-game show here at the Dean with the Hammerheads winning tonight 9-5. The Hammerheads 15 hits, 9 runs, a pair of errors. The Palm Beach Cardinals 8 hits, 5 runs, and 4 errors. The win goes to Medina. He's 1-0. Hayes takes the loss. He's 1-2. We mentioned a lot about the offense, and boy, Brian, what a night for Caballero. A perfect 4-for-4.
I mean, he just got the job done tonight and proving that batting average, like we said. We probably won't see him should the Hammerheads make the playoffs come August, September time. He will be moving up, as will a bunch of these other guys. But, man, enjoy the time that we have with him right now because he is fun to watch.
He really is. And, you know, right behind him, Rodriguez, just, Roberts – in between them in the lineup, Rodriguez trying to match him. He was 3-for-5 tonight and drove in 2.
Well, here's the crazy part, too, and give credit to both teams in this category. 7-for-17 with runners in scoring position for the Jupiter Hammerheads. One, that's impressive based on how they were able to capitalize. Two, they had 17 opportunities. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Cardinals went 4-for-13. Nothing to sneeze at right there. But my Roger Dean Chevrolet player/players of the game were the Jupiter Hammerhead, the middle of the bullpen, so to speak. I know Polanco had to leave early, but Medina and Encarnacion, Manuel Medina, Brady Encarnacion, 5 shutout innings of 1-hit ball in those middle innings helped stifle any chance the Palm Beach Cardinals had of coming back in this ballgame.
Yeah, it would have been, and it was a close game early on. It was hard, allowing 3 runs for the Hammerheads in the first. But Palm Beach responded with 2 runs in the top of the second. And it looked like, this is going to be a good ball game. This is going to be a time that it'll maybe go back and forth, keep it close. But the Hammerheads, they just blew it wide open, adding a run every inning after, adding 2 in the fourth. And then just finally, held scoreless for 3 innings. Not with Caballero trying, though. He got a base hit in there, too. But and then the Hammerheads sealing it with 2 runs in the 8th.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if this series ends after Sunday afternoon at 3-3.
3-3, right.
Tough outing for Hunter Hayes. If you look at the box score, 3 innings pitched, 5 earned runs, but I don't think he pitched that bad. I mean, if you would have told me that would have been his line after the first inning, he retired the side in order to start the ball game. I don't think he pitched that bad. Just a lot of bad luck. Not a lot of hard hit balls. I know. There's a leaf blower at home plate.
Blowing white chalk dust. What is that?
I've never seen. There's new things I see here every year, Lisa, and he's blowing the chalk at home plate. It's not really working. It's interesting, to say the least. I don't think there's any leaves out there. There's no mulch. If he's using it to blow the chalk lines at home plate, it's not working, to say the least. But nonetheless, for Brian Loftus, Lisa Pride, she's capturing some video of the leaf blower behind home plate. Join us tomorrow evening for game 3 of this 6-game set. As we're saying hi to Ed Lochner. It's getting late for Lisa. She's dying from laughter up here in the booth. So for the two of us, Look at you.
Brian, when I'm with you, anything is possible. No, I have not seen that.
I have not seen that either.
Trying to do a recap. The fans are listening. The families are listening. And we're giving a play-by-play.
The leaf blower. Yeah, it was good play-by-play, the leaf blower.
Excellent. Just right on point.
I'd say the leaf blower went 0 for 4 tonight because if his objective was to blow the chalk away at home plate, it did not work.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to research this. I'm going to get right
There's
on it.
There's a rake out there now, too, at the pitcher's mound. What are... All right. So...
I think we just wrap it up.
It's a full moon tonight, folks. 9-5. Hammerheads take this one over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Game 3 between the Fins and Feathers tomorrow night. Thank you for joining us here for these shenanigans. Starsky and Hutch signing off here in the booth.